couldn't have cut that any closer to getting this done.
No, there's absolutely
the last second.
Yeah, there's no chance of making this any closer. So I guess we could tell everybody, welcome to Freak Factor, the first show. I'll apologize right now that it's been a disaster so far. I was on the stream saying, oh, we're on. How about we kick it off?
What the hell?
And I'm sure somebody's pirated it, so I sound like a complete idiot forever.
Man.
Oh, man.
My world.
Anyway. I'm actually still working on it right now.
Yeah, it does look like the stream is stable, which is a good thing. So everybody listening to DDP Hack Radio, you can join channel BinRev and let us know if there's any problems or if you're hearing or seeing anything. But it looks like we are going, limping along anyway.
Oh, you're always limp, baby.
Oh, wow. Talk dirty to me for a few minutes, and we'll see if we can change that, buddy.
Oh, Jesus. I feel so filthy now.
Screw the talking about freaking and hacking. Let's just make this dirty talk.
Okay, now I feel gross.
Oh, man. All right, well, how are we going to work this? I think most of the people that are tuning in, and we will join people in soon, while In Theory keeps working on that, I will stall for him and just run my mouth, something that I'm pretty good at, and just fill in and explain that Freak Factor is the world's first hacking, freaking internet reality show, which is pretty not really hard to say we're the first one of those. And what we are hearing right now is us connected live to the stream. It is 11:09 Eastern Time, Saturday, April 30th. And we are streaming through a few different servers, basically zigzagging across the United States to bring you this stream. And the long and short of this is you are going to be able to use the Bell's Mind Conference. How much longer do I have to stall, by the way? How long do you want me to drag this out?
A few more minutes.
Okay. So what we're doing here is you're going to be able to call in the Bell's Mind Conference because despite what you may have heard, freaking is not dead. And hop on, and the information is at freakfactor.net. That's freakphactor.net. You'll see the number to call in there and the extension that will get you on the show. Don't panic right now if you are already dialed in. You are not connected to the stream yet. That is what In Theory is working on. So as soon as we get that last little bit tested and going, we will be able to merge everyone in. We have the ability to have a couple different channels set up where we can get on and do an introduction and play the theme music and get the show started, and then join everybody in. So you're basically running parallel with us, and we're just going to join a couple channels together. So keep that in mind, and we will get that going in a few minutes or possibly hours or days. We'll see how that goes.
Hey, this is not an easy thing to do. Wow, we have a bunch of other people in the other conference. Are you dialed into the other conference with another phone?
Me? No, I am not. I am not. Nope. But there are several people listening to the stream, so the stream does seem to be going out. And actually, to prove that this is live, I'm going to hop in IRC for just a second here. And let's give shout-outs. I can stall for some time. Shout-out to, let's see, who's in here? Who's, let's see. Freeman is in here. Z-Wraith. How do you spell that? Z-Wraith? Hey, see, every time I pronounce names, everybody's going to yell at me now. Watch everybody in IRC start yelling for mispronouncing their names. Z-Wraith, Zach, Nathan, War, underscore. That's kind of a cool. War, underscore, or just War. UT Crazy, Upside Down, Tom, Tioxki. Wait a minute, how the hell? Tioxki? How do you say that one?
I've seen his name before, and I want to say Tioxki, but I couldn't really tell you.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Okay, so I got confirmation that people are hearing us. So people at the top of the list, as I was moving up, yell at the people at the bottom of the list because I'm not going to read your name now. What's the point? So you can blame the people down at the bottom for that. No, I'm just kidding. I'll keep going.
Hey, I got a special request. If these guys can really hear us right now, I think that Upside Down needs to dance. That seems to be what he does in the channel all the time.
Dance? He is a dancing fool. I'll give you that.
Every time I go into the channel, I see Upside Down dances, no matter what's going on. It could be 4 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday, and Upside Down would be dancing.
Because he is a dancing machine. I mean, you got to respect that.
All right.
I'm going to keep going up so I don't separate anybody out. The only Enarchist, Telco Bob, Tabiz, Super Duper, Slick Zero, my homeboy over at Basenet Radio, shouts to Slick Zero, Slash Bin, Sketch Cal, Cypher, Rook, I'm going with, Renegade 334, Pony Boy, Pixel Fiend's on. Shay, Pixel Fiend, big shouts to Pixel Fiend. I like him. He's a good guy. One-Eyed Elf, Nix, Nazi, I'm not going to say that. That's so rude. I can't say that on the air. Nazi Jesus, am I going to hell for saying that? Mr. White, Mr. Chicago, Mobile Digit, Max Drive, Lucky Noob Noob 5, Kerpop, Jufine Ass, Jotun, Jedi Bebop, GSR, Fubster, who's like always on the channel, E711, Droops, Dr. Lizard Man, Laser Demon, I remember that little controversy.
Oh my God.
Little Ned Smirks, Cyree, Capanius, Bushi, and then some noobs at the top who don't really matter.
Hey, why am I not up? What's going on here? I don't feel elite.
You didn't identify. You must not have identified, or a server split or something like that. So, anyway, all right. So that's it. I'm gonna have to minimize Merc because I don't want to get sidetracked chatting in the Merc channel. So I'm gonna put that down for a minute. And again, talk about the show, which is basically. And again, I know there are people that are waiting over in the conference, and please talk amongst yourselves. But as soon as we join you in, basically what this is going to be is simply a conference call. Been done for years in the freaking scene. People have been calling conferences for the longest time. The Bell's Mind Conference has always been very popular in the old SoCal and things like that. Well, we're trying to revive that tradition, if you will, but give it a new spin in a new way, and that is streaming it live to DDP Hack Radio, and that's what you're listening to right now, exclusively on DDP Hack Radio. And the technology for this, and Bell's Mind, of course, that the technology for this has not been tried. I mean, the technology exists, but it's never been put together. So this involved a lot of coding by Mr. Not Theory here on the line, who's coding away as we speak. A fantastic job. I can keep blowing smoke up your ass for a while, too, until you're done. Are you done yet?
Oh, actually, I'm very close to done. But
right.
People can go to Bell's Mind /blog, or you can just go to bellsmind.net and then click on the blog. And the first blog entry is going to be something that says Freak Factor Under the Wire. And it's got a link to the Freak Factor user page. Now, I have to admit, right now the web design is as whack can get. But you can see right here that there are several people on the conference call. I didn't add a count, but there's user numbers there, so you can get a basic feel of how many people are in there. And you'll see Voice Post Caller is an administrator. That's Stank. And Theory is an administrator. That's me. And then everybody else is not in the database. As we go on, as people, you know, sign on, the administrators can go in and they can they can add people's identities. So, you know, like let's say, I don't know, I'll use E711 because I was just about to ask if we sounded good, and E711, without me asking, said that it sounds great. So let's say E711 is on there. One of the admins can go on and type in, okay, I recognize this person as E711, and store it in the database. And every time they sign on from their phone number, they'll be there. Now, let me just clear this up right now. Administrators cannot see people's phone numbers. The phone number is combined with a whole bunch of random data and then hashed, and then a whole bunch of other nasty things are done to it. So there's a unique identifier that is tied to your phone number, but it's hashed in such a way that nobody's going to be able to reverse it unless, you know, they have, you know, quintillions of hours of CPU time. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, that is important to let everybody know that, because I know that is a detriment to some people wanting to call in.
And as a matter of fact, if anybody doesn't believe that, I will give them the hash to my number with all that extra junk added in there, and if they can reverse it, feel free to call me on the phone. But
now see, that's confidence. That's confidence right there, bitches.
I'm not scared. So anyway, what else did I want to say? Yeah, we talked about having voting so we could vote people off. I am, the automated vote people off the show script is almost complete, but I didn't have a chance to finish it before the show. I ran out of time. As you could hear, we were doing this, you know, at the very last second. And
we're still doing it. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we were getting ourselves online at the very last second, is what
True.
I'm saying. Like, there's still a lot of other stuff to be done, a lot of other cool things that I want to add. So even if the first show sucks, definitely listen to it next week, because we'll add at least one thing, we promise.
Yeah, I did put that on the page as, like, coming soon. The other thing about the show is it's going to be, for the most part, unorganized and unstructured, in that people are going to be able to talk about what they want. When we do get this thing connected over, it's going to be kind of a freestyle conversation like conferences have always been. So you're going to be able to, if you want to have an organized discussion about things, do that. If you want to have just a giant clusterfuck where everybody's screaming at each other, which is probably what's going to end up happening, you can do that as well. So it's going to be on for, I think we have a setup to go for 4 hours, starting at 11 Eastern until 3 a.m. Eastern. So you West Coasters out there, that's a little earlier. You can be on there up till, what, midnight, 1 o'clock, yeah? Midnight. So I think that's pretty good coverage for the United States anyway. To our overseas listeners, I guess we have to apologize, unless you're going to stay up all night or get up early in the morning to join in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
not much. Maybe we can put it on a second time slot for people to do, but I think this is fine for now. And
yeah.
Aside from us doing this free-for-all conference like you were talking about, I think in the future there we may decide that there's something we don't want to discuss on, you know, BinRev Radio, so maybe we'll discuss it here. We may have something more organized in the future. I've written
right.
some codes that we can mute people, and we can, like, essentially give people the floor. We can mute everybody other than them, and they'll be able to talk about something. So we could give it organization and structure if we wanted to, but for this first week and maybe the first couple of weeks, we're probably not gonna do that. But
right.
if somebody's
actually
got a great show idea, they can just call us up, and again, if they can reverse that hash of my phone number, you can call me up directly and give me your idea, and we'll get you on the air. We'll work something out.
Right, and actually that's one of the things I'm kind of looking forward to with this show, is that we are going to add some features to give it a little bit better organization and put together some possibly some structured shows. However, we're not going to depend on a regular structure each week. For example, some of the ideas we've kicked around, and none of these are we completely solid or sold on, but some of the ideas we've kicked around was possibly a game show, asking some questions and having people answer and working like that. And the voting that we were talking about before, we were kind of joking about that being kind of like the Survivor, where we have people vote and kick people off one every half hour or something like that, just for the fun aspect of it, and make certain criteria, maybe kick off the least funniest or whoever's being the most annoying or whoever we just decide we don't like or whatever whatever
right,
reasons
right.
we happen to come up with. So we're going to have a lot of different formats, and just each week you never know which one's going to come up, and hopefully as people come up with new ideas, as Not Theory said, contact us. And this show is pretty much experimental and make it up as we go along, so we'll try just about anything, I think.
Whoa, easy with that talk.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, we can always don't worry your pretty little head about it. We can always kick the rest of them out and just have our little private talk. Don't worry.
Oh, you can make sweet phone love to me.
And another thing that I think might be interesting too is, you know, you don't have to sit and listen to yourself on the radio, listen to the stream. I think it might be funny and interesting to see what kind of strange and unusual places people call in from on their cell phone. If you just call in Saturday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern, call into the PBX, join the channel, and you can say, hey, I'm, you know, out at the 25-cent peep show, man. You can hold the phone up and maybe send a camera phone picture to the web and give out the URL and do some live stuff like that. So, and I have a lot of interesting freak odysseys, if you will, freak adventures.
Cool.
So,
oh, man. So, I'm really curious what's going to happen with this call as soon as we conference in the 12 people that are in the
13? Yeah, how many? Yeah, 13 others. Are you ready to try to do a little net join here?
Man. Yeah, I think so. Now watch, of course, the piece of code that I've got that does that is not going to work. I'm guaranteeing you that.
Oh, my goodness. Let me just warn you ahead of time also that while we have about 13 people waiting on the bridge to join the show, we have about 40 listening to the stream right now live. So if the stream does happen to drop, this is basically our first time trying the join function. So if the stream does drop, just reconnect. We'll get it going back up and running again. But I guess if you're ready, let's give this a shot. Right.
Well, you got to give me a second. This file name is huge.
Okay.
So.
Oh, my God. You know what's so neat about this is we literally – seriously, we were testing it on. We have a, you know, set up a test stream we were using and debugging this literally up until 11:01. We connected at 11:01 for the first time. Stream. Uh-oh.
What's that?
What did I just hear? What happened?
I don't know. I think you got VoIP.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Oh man, hopefully you'll know, I hope we don't get any stray tones coming from my stupid voice pulse line. This call is not brought to you by voice pulse. Well, it is, but they suck, so.
Okay. You got to give me like another minute here so I can get this up and running, because I know that something's going to go wrong.
Yeah, all right, so I came home from work yesterday, right? And like I was kind of in a rush. Do you want me to just like make up a story and kind of just get people involved in what is my life, the pathetic excuse for my life?
So maybe I'll do this faster. Nobody cares about your life.
Oh man, see why you got to be all like that? You know, somebody might care somewhere.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. I got you.
That's right, baby. That's right.
You're so ghetto.
Yeah, I know. Well, what are you gonna do? Yeah, well, that mysterious stank dog nickname combined with that mysterious voice behind the speakers there. Oh, let me do that. You know, that's what I'll do to stall. I'll do the Howard Stern thing, and like chicks can sit on the speakers, and I can go.
Whoa! I'm sitting on the speaker, dude. I got that vibrating feeling all in my gutty watts.
We can sing Banana Phone. Oh, I know what.
No, we can't sing Banana Phone.
Badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom, badger. Is that,
oh
that
my
annoys
God.
A lot of people.
All right. I think I'm ready. So are you ready for the mayhem? There's 12 people sitting there waiting to get into this thing.
Okay, people, please, when you do hear the join, and hopefully you will, when you join in, please try to be somewhat civil and don't start tripping over your dicks to start screaming out shouts and everything. Try to come over in a calm manner. And hopefully this will actually work. So, yes, I am ready. So let's open this baby up and see what happens.
Oh, my God. Well, if all hell breaks loose, this is Not Theory signing off.
Stank Dog, and we will try it again, I guess, next time.
All righty then. Here goes.
This is going to be interesting.
Little delay.
Well, there's going to be a delay, and Merrick joined.
There we go.
I think it worked. Hopefully.
Yeah, it sounds like it worked.
Scan.
Anybody there?
Oh, hello? An OmniScan. I can't believe the first thing is an OmniScan. That is so wrong.
Have to do it, man.
Oh,
attention Walmart shoppers.
The first words
attention
on
Walmart
the first...
shoppers.
Oh, jeez. The first words on the first episode
were
OmniScan.
are we on that PA yet? Because I can't tell. Like, is there still hold music playing?
Yeah, there's
it's
still hold music.
Hold on, it's
not on.
Sincerely apologizes for the delay.
Oh, what the hell?
What the?
Oh, no, we're probably on the overhead right now. So, if you guys have anything to say to the Walmart shoppers in St. Petersburg, please, you know, let them know.
Hello,
Walmart shoppers. Attention Walmart shoppers, there is a blue light special on all women's apparel, 90% off. First three people to aisle 5 get their purchase free. Thank you.
Attention Walmart shoppers, red light district is now open in the manager's bathroom.
Guys, we're still on hold. It's hold music. Like,
well, I don't know which hold music it's for, because we've got, like, how many people dialing?
Damn it, my phone.
Network element failure.
What is all this Astra stuff?
Yeah, what is this? Final look at
everyday low prices. So whether it's casual,
everyday low
prices.
Oh no, this is the Walmart.
Call up the St. Petersburg Walmart and see if we're on hold or not.
I don't have any clue if anybody can still hear any of us, but I think this is the absolute clusterfuck we were expecting.
Yep.
I just heard a Walmart advertisement, so we're still on hold with them. I don't think it's going to work.
You
can just hang up now.
I just heard a very high-pitched sound. Yeah. It could only be Lucky 225 laughing.
Yeah, who's on the bridge?
Hanging up.
Either that or a truck being seized.
Hello, noob. Thank you for
oh, my God, I heard dog being white sword Lucky. Holy shit.
Beep. Oh, man.
Yo, who's on the radio show?
This is hilarious.
Hello? You're on the radio show.
Hello, Walmart? Oh, no. I thought I heard somebody say, welcome to Walmart.
No, I hung up from Walmart.
Who's on the Freak Factor?
All right, we'll call Walmart again, because it's obvious we're not going to get on their PA, so we'll just pretend we're loss prevention or something.
Okay. Roll call, roll call, roll call.
Black Ratchet.
Bubster.
Underground Leopard.
Tron.
Tony Boy.
Tron.
Shut up, kid. DDP groupie.
DDP lackey.
Quickly
DDP lackey.
Identify Tron's hash and boot him.
Move to analog.
Oh, hey, kid.
This is your Freak Factor announcer, Majestic.
Venom.
Sweet.
Okay, so are we calling a Walmart again? And we're
yeah, call the Walmart again. I'll talk.
I don't think we're going to be calling anything if everyone keeps talking.
Yeah, everybody just...
Yeah. Why? Everyone's talking. I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Please
all right. Your call is in progress.
Not very check out IRC, by the way.
Hearing in progress. Please be quiet.
Be quiet. Are you? All right. Yeah, be quiet.
Mm-hmm. And now for something completely different.
Stop that. Quiet.
What are we calling?
Walmart. Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
That's the planet.
Hack the fearness.
Am I the only one watching hackers?
Thank you for calling your 24-hour Walmart. How can I help you?
Electronics.
This is electronics.
All right, ma'am. This is Chris from Loss Prevention. I need you to look up and down the aisles and describe who you see for me. My cameras in that area are seizing up, and we just had a known shoplifter walk into the store.
Get off it. Get a life.
Excuse me, ma'am? Who am I speaking with? Ma'am, who is this?
Cut.
Does my voice sound too young? Did somebody call that before? Something they sounded like they were expecting me.
When freaking goes wrong, they're always expecting you.
Was that the same Walmart?
Uh-huh.
I guess. I don't know. They might be
different Walmart.
Yeah, that's
does anyone know? Does anyone know like the one? The 700
actually,
number, the number for the international Walmarts? I think it's like an old school freak, one of the texts.
I think we called that number before and did that exact same thing, so they might have had some sort of briefing on it. Don't apprehend customers.
Listen. This will be a little bit better, a little bit more organized. For those people who are just kind of listening and not talking constantly, you can put your phones on mute or your speaker phones or whatnot on mute. And only unmute yourself when you want to add to the conversation or something, because there's a lot of background noise, I think, that's bothering people out.
10 cents per minute. Please wait.
Are you kidding?
No one is answering.
What the hell?
And whoever's calling with asterisk, just...
Okay,
how about you?
What's this text file you were saying on Old School Freak about Walmart? I'm looking at the text
file.
Yeah,
well, someone has, like, some... I forgot. I think it's Dwarf. I forgot who the hell made it.
Oh,
like, they
Walmart Freedom.
Yeah, they got like some international like 1-800 number or something like that, and the last four digits going to be like the last four digits of any Walmart store.
Oh well, whatever. Let's call a Walmart that's just like that isn't hasn't we haven't done this before too.
because I think...
How about we create one rule, like, let's
right,
say, like, you're,
are
like...
Are we calling Walmart right now? Oh, I got that number.
Message RA10313.
I guess not.
Welcome to Unicell. The wireless phone you have called is not in service.
I don't
please
believe that's the
number
I called.
And try
no,
again.
That's not Walmart. I got
hold
that. I got that international Walmart number right here, guys.
Let's call it and just get transferred to some random store, because, yeah, I think we want to get to a store that's just out in the middle of nowhere where they don't really have this sort of issue with people calling.
Also, if we're in a three-way, like, let's pronounce that you're in a three-way on the conference, so we don't get like a tons of people like three-way and like interfering with another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's we got a.
You mean like we did the directory assistance last night?
And already in like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but last night we had like three directory assistance operators talking to each other.
It's called directory assistance operator and a regular operator.
We got
welcome to 1-800
Bell South.
Para español, por favor, please hold. Your call is being transferred.
Mark, give me the area code and number you'd like to call, please.
Actually, ma'am, this is the Bell South technician. I need you to read the ANI that's on your screen.
Do you have the passcode?
Yes, it's 0405.
Okay, it's 202-456-1414.
202-456-1414. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you for using 1-800 Bell South.
Owned.
That was awesome.
Nice.
What was that
awesome
passcode?
Are you kidding? You didn't write it down?
It's current month, current year.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Holy shit.
Thank you.
That's retarded.
Nice. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Talk about default.
We'll have to put that on edit note for the recorders.
Definitely.
Yeah, good call.
Very good call.
How'd you find about that? You social engineer, or you found that shit Google mining?
Actually, I knew someone that worked at 800 Bell South after we heard it a million times.
Oh, man.
I also like who you did the ANI to.
Yeah.
I still 9431 would have been a better choice, but hey.
I have another Walmart number.
Ask for a ring back on the 431. Where's the Walmart?
It's in Darien, Illinois.
All right, that sounds podunk enough. Let's call it.
Yep. Great. Thanks.
I'll do it.
You have reached the Illinois State Police District 2 in Elgin.
Shit.
If this isn't a...
Or not.
Who the hell's calling the state police?
You rat bastard.
Idea.
Don't be doing that shit.
Yeah.
Like right. That.
Do you guys want that that international Walmart number?
Just a Walmart store is better. What's the international Walmart number connected to? Just like the corporate offices or?
Well, like it's you enter the last four digits of whatever number, and I think it connects you directly to that store.
Oh, nice. That's perfect. Just any random store.
Yeah, like any random store.
What is it? 700 number?
Yeah. 700-701.
Yeah. Well, you're
going to
need the carrier access code for that particular 700 number. What carrier does Walmart use to connect to the 700 number? Whatever. Just call the store direct. You can't call it direct unless you know what carrier it uses.
No, just the stores.
700 numbers are carrier specific. I'm not talking about the 700 number. Let's just call the store direct. Okay.
Well, I tried to press... send and send on my phone, and I got Illinois State Police.
All right.
That was fun.
Question. Doesn't NANPA.com maintain a listing of all the carriers that are responsible for certain 700 numbers?
For English, please stay on the line. Para español, oprima el número dos.
Could you please tell somebody before you're going to be, like, three-waying somebody?
Guess not.
Who is this? What's this?
This is directory assistance. I'm getting
Nothing like a little.
You want somebody
running.
Else to jump in on this too?
No.
No, just let him talk.
Come on, answer his phone. Lousy service waiting this long for a directory assistance operator.
Hello,
paying good money for this
please?
Call. Hello?
Hello, what city and state, please?
Guasti, California, please.
How may I help you?
Walmart. The Supercenter, please.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Oh, there is one.
Thank you.
Verizon Wireless is connecting your call to...
Area code 909-899-1441.
Score. I don't believe that's the Guasti prefix, but I'll call it. It says it's connecting, so I'm assuming it's calling for you.
You would assume that.
That's Verizon Direct Connect. They don't Direct Connect anymore.
Oh, really?
Fine. That's actually the top number that they will dial, but they don't do it anymore.
Who's calling what?
Walmart. How may I help you?
Yeah,
hi, extension
90 Walmart.
Pardon me?
Is this the Guasti Walmart?
No, this isn't. This is the Rancho Cucamonga Walmart.
Oh, that's close enough. Electronics, please.
Please hold.
What are you going to do?
Close enough.
The next person is talking now.
Who's talking?
Whoever.
All right, I'll do it.
Not me.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Hello, who is which associate am I speaking with?
Brian.
All right, Brian. I'm with loss prevention, and my cameras are seizing up in your department, and we just had a known shoplifter walk into the store, and it appeared that he was heading for electronics. I need you to do me a favor and just look up and down your aisles in your department and describe who you see from him, please.
Okay. I got a guy back here who's wearing a black shirt. He's got spiky hair. Younger guy.
All right. What color is his hair?
It's like brown.
Okay. Is it, lighter brown or darker brown?
Lighter.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's him. What I did is he got away from us before. He had two people in the store, and one was on the lookout, and he was the actual perpetrator. He got away from us last time. We caught the other guy. And so this time, we're not going to take any chances. He saw me before. I actually chased him out of the store. So he saw me. So I can't leave this office because once he sees me, he's going to get spooked and he's going to run. So what I've already done is I've already called the police, and they should be on their way.
Okay.
But we need to distract him because if he gets any sort of – first off, we don't want him to steal anything before the police arrive. Second off, we don't want to let him know that we're onto him. So what I need you to do is I need you to distract him somehow. Either, you can put him on the phone with me, or you can just somehow distract him for me. Actually, you know what? The best thing to do, could you put him on the phone, please?
Put him on the phone?
Yes, tell him that it's a call for him and just put him on the phone. That might be the best.
Okay. Are you sure it's this guy right here?
Yes, I'm positive. I saw him walking on the cameras.
Because right now there's two guys.
Well, I'm looking at his picture right now in our database. And it perfectly matches the description that you gave me and the image that I saw on our cameras, on the front of store cameras and the parking lot cameras. It's
okay.
Pretty distinct. Could you just put him on the phone and you can tell him it's the manager, you can tell him it's loss prevention, just somehow get him on the phone with me and we'll let him know what's going on.
Okay, 1 second.
All right, thanks.
Oh, my.
What should we say? All right, what should we say to this guy?
He went a brand-new car.
Hey, this is Archangel. I'm on the line.
Hey, quiet.
Unit 2, perpetrator is in the electronic section.
10-4.
Copy. Pink ticket. 367. Go to Telecoast.
Please advise.
Copy. White transit ticket.
Hello?
Good evening. Sir?
Hello?
Sir?
Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations. You've just been feared. Would you like A, a new car?
Parking.
Would you like, if you'd like to make a call,
please hang up and try... Hello, sir? Sir, are you there? This is very important. I need you to listen to me, all right? Sir, are you there? Are you still with us, sir? Sir?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? Answer me the question and everything will be fine. Do you know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube. A tall, well-scrubbed, hustling rube. Good nutrition has given you some life. Not more than one
day.
Did he hang up? You're not more than one generation removed from poor white trash, are you? And that accent you tried so desperately to shed? Pure West Virginia. What was your... What was your father? Was he a coal miner? Did he stick
what
in the lamp?
What the hell is wrong with you?
You know how all the boys found you with the sticky, tired fumblings in the back seats of cars, and all you wanted to do was get out, get anywhere, get all the way.
Who is talking? Whoever
oh
is.
My
shut
God.
Up.
Is the guy still on the line or what?
That was the worst prank call ever. No, he hung up already.
Yeah, man.
What, you hung up?
Stuck.
What the hell? I didn't think he was going to hang up. I didn't think he was going to hang up if the store guy is standing right next to him.
The store guy
hung up.
Like, it was a prank call and hung up the phone, and then the store guy's like, yeah, sure, kid. You're staying right here.
Oh, that'd be so good.
I've done a few. Well, actually, with some of the PLA people, we got a few of them. We got them apprehended. We got them apprehended and put on the phone. One time we got the loss prevention people to bring him up to the loss.
Damn, this is lag. This is straight lag, like an 8-second lag.
Well, on the stream. Well, we got the electronics people to bring the guy to loss prevention. Then we called loss prevention and told them that we were with electronics and we were bringing somebody up. But apparently, like, the loss prevention guy was already down on the floor, so it turned into just a whole tangled web of confusion. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, man. That's like when I called 01 Communications pretending to be Verizon, and then I called Verizon pretending to be 01, and then I had to have both of them talk to each other, and they both thought I was with the other company.
He's not with us. Well, he's not with us. I thought he was with you. But no, he's with them. No.
We should call directory assistants and just get them both on the line at the same time, and then everybody's just totally silent. So it's like, directory assistants, how can I help you? No, directory assistants, how can I help you?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Let's do it.
It's fun. Do it.
We tried that last night. It didn't work as well as we had expected or anticipated.
It probably didn't hang up.
No, the best is to call two Chinese food places and place an order with one and then say, yeah, hold on, I'm going to have my friend confirm the order. Then you three-way another Chinese food restaurant and you say, like, yeah, hold on one second. I'm going to put my friend on the line so he can read you the order. Then you click them both in and you say, okay, what was the order again? And you just let them
throw an operator into the mix.
It's like phone soup. That should actually be like a technical term, just getting a bunch of people and like an operator, directory assistants, Walmart on the line, just phone soup. They're all talking to each other and nobody knows what's going on.
Oh, man.
So,
are we doing anything else?
Oh, that Walmart one was kind of lame. I want to call a Walmart that has just like, because the Walmart near my house used to have the extension was totally open, but after like my friend and I just stayed up all night on the PA system, they finally said that it's, like, we called back the next day and they said that this extension is restricted. So I guess they can just do that, but I'm not really sure because a lot of Walmarts are just, they can't transfer you to it or it's a busy signal, and some just put you right on.
Has anyone ever got any elevators to dial out?
Dial out? No, but there's a really good elevator number that I know that you can talk to the people inside the elevator, and it's a Saturday night, so there's going to be people down at Baywalk. You want the number?
Is it? Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, the number is 727.
Is it 727551?
Yeah, it's the one that I posted.
9889?
Yeah, yeah. We were messing with that one, and we got that thing passcoded, and some fuckface went and told the fucking manager, general manager, he was in the damn elevator, and they reprogrammed it. You could have reset the emergency keys. And then you did.
Oh, yeah, but then you don't want to mess with those, dude.
Then you can get it to dial out.
On the elevator. You can't get it to dial out, but, I mean, you can change, like, who the emergency code. Yeah, just talk to the party one.
Yeah, but, see, the problem with that, when you test it, it'll test the DTMF tones. You hear them, like, you know, they're playing.
Well, who's making those gay noises?
It's the elevator, dude.
Oh. What? Who called an elevator? Sorry, I put the phone down for a minute. I was gone.
Elevator.
Hello, elevator patrons. Is anybody there? Can you hear me? I'm up here.
Yeah. When you try, like, calling out.
People.
When you try calling out, because it uses a line you're calling in on to call out, so it doesn't work. I just been looking
this
at
like
they have to find.
This is a newer one where you can do all the programming
there,
over the phone. Like, I know some...
Yeah,
there might be an emergency on the elevator.
If you press 2, it asks for a passcode, because it was on default before. It didn't ask for a passcode. I guess some fuckface told the PLA bridge went and got the general manager on the fucking thing. He's like, yeah, someone fucked up your fucking elevator. He's like, oh, I'll get Mike, my janitor, to come and fix it. I'm like, you fucking bastard. I gotta fucking go and recrack it.
Well, don't even worry about that, dude. The only thing that you can change on that is the emergency numbers, and you probably don't want to mess with those. The most fun thing to do is talk to the party.
You guys are telling these people this.
Oh, shit. Hello, elevator patrons. This is a test.
You are! Knock on the door!
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Get open the doors.
I called it up like a week ago. I guess it's by the project or something. This fat black girl was in there. She was just wailing, man. She was like,
oh,
hell no, nigga. I'll whoop your fat ass. No, the crap.
I got some guy up there. I was like, hey, I'm up here. Hey, over here. Where are you? Where are you? What's going on? Like, open the door. Open the door. I've been to that thing. It's got the phone where you open the little door and you see the phone. I'm like, no, I'm in here. Open it up. Hey, open it up. And he's like, I don't see anybody. It's just the phone. I'm like, I know. I'm in the phone.
Does anyone know the numbers? There's like a good
fire.
There's like a good prefix dedicated to some like a block of like elevators like in Brown University or something like that.
What about the airphones? I called an airphone.
That scan that Icon did.
I don't know. I don't remember. I think a gray area had that shit. No, it wasn't gray area. It was ex-bad boy. They call him up on the PLA bridge.
Oh, ex-bad boy?
There was one. This is subsonic. There was one number. It was 7130, and it would connect you to, like, all phones. It was pretty weird.
Did you hear what happened to ex-bad boy?
What happened?
Like, he called up a bar in, like, the Tanner's
bar.
Yeah. Well,
I was there.
Oh, yeah. Who is this?
Subsonics. I was on when he did that call.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid. Like, I mean, nothing would have happened unless he said owned by PLA, which is fucking stupid. He called a bar and pretended to be a cop and said that there was some guy was selling drugs or something in there, and there was an off-duty cop there who ended up arresting this guy or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he got in a whole lot of... Like, at the end of the call, he said owned by PLA. And
listen... Did you hear the Kmart one?
Oh, God, that was one of the Kmart ones was me. Because I actually used the other quote in the Kmart one, the good bag and bad shoes thing.
Is this Athenex or who?
No, this is Webster.
Webster, oh, yeah. But he did a Kmart one where like he got like the general manager on, and she was like, oh, there really is. Like he had like radios, and he had like two other people acting like they were cops. They're like, yeah, we're down at the Jack in the Box. And they had Athenex on there. It was like Athenex, like local Kmart. So he drove down there, and like they had this guy, like they had like three employees trying to contain him in like the Kmart, and they got him on the phone.
I remember that one. They tried to stop a guy from getting out of the Kmart because they said he was a cop, and they're like, there's two plainclothes officers running down the street from Denny's to get to the Kmart or whatever.
Yeah.
Trying to get from Jack in the Box. He's like, they'll be there soon. Just keep the guy from getting out of the store.
That's pretty awesome.
Totally. That was awesome.
I mean, at the same time, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's not, you could say it's stupid, but it's funny.
It's really not smart to impersonate an officer, because, like, that one, the KCPD guy got on those, the PLA bridge forums that M. Gross set up? A guy named KCPD came on there, and he was talking about how much trouble that guy was going to get in for it, and he's like, there's an investigation currently pending and all this stuff. And so Murdoch asked him a bunch of stuff about Kansas City, and he answered them all, like, dead on. Like, a bunch of stuff that you wouldn't just be able to Google for. And so, apparently...
I remember that whole bar conversation that ex-bad boy did. I think Murdoch got on after that, and he called him up. He was like, yo, I'm sorry, my son, he was making prank calls and all this other crap. He was like, can you give me your name, your phone number, where you live? And Murdoch's like, what the fuck, man? I just told you I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. He's like, would you like to put my son on the phone? I mean, he's really sorry. He's going through a rough time right now. He's making a prank call, and he knows it was wrong, and he's grounded. And the guy was like, I need your name, phone number, and address, please, right now. He's like, well, Jesus, I'm just trying to apologize. He's like, you are under investigation for... He's like, the guy was a real dick. I mean, if somebody calls... If somebody calls up a bar and goes, you know, there's a drug guy in there, please arrest him. I mean, that's the stupidest thing you could do. I mean, what if somebody goes in there and says, please shoot this person or something like that? Don't, without question, you know, detain him. It's under the Patriot Act. No rights. No Miranda rights. Bring him to the station. Lock him up. I mean,
please aim the arrest first.
Well, I guess he'll be in jail.
No, it's not. I don't think anything really happened with it. I talked to him a while ago, and he said that, you know, nothing's happened yet. I don't think they know who he is.
I think he did that, like, on SCSI Bridge or something like that.
Oh, no. Definitely. I think he did it from... Wait, did he do it from the SCSI Bridge?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I remember,
He did do it from the SCSI Bridge, because I remember after that, all the ops shut down, like, the hidden room and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That hidden room was bitching.
Wow.
Which hidden room? The 5369?
52369.
Can we do a covert call on someone?
I guess.
Hey, yeah. Covert call. Dude, they need to die.
What's wrong with covert call?
Yeah.
Covert call is fun.
It's fun, but what? Call
people on 911, that's hilarious. Call. Who keeps
breathing? Cut that out. Quit breathing in the phone.
Alright, come on.
No, fuck.
No air for you.
So, if I'm going to make a call, or am I just going to have to sit here and idle all night listening to random useless banter?
How about we make a call?
Have you guys
need to get Tron on here so we can make fun of some of them.
That's the most
have you guys called that a Star Wars hotline recently?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, what if you want to wait for, like, 2 hours, man?
No, dude. Somebody is actually waiting for the call. He claims his handle is The Forest or something gay.
The Forest.
I just talked to him. It's 323-462-9609.
Someone going to call it? Who's calling it?
I'm not.
I'll call it.
Yeah, Illinois State Police last time.
I'll call it.
Whoever's breathing into the phone really loudly could just stop.
Does anyone have any PBXs, like, on default? Just call them up, *9.
Did you guys, like, not read the rules for Freak Factor?
Yeah, you guys gotta be pathetic. I mean...
What?
You're a little bunch of noobs!
Oh.
The number one rule on the show, do not do anything illegal. Accessing a PBX that's on default...
Yeah, the only thing they asked on the website for real.
Well, technically, isn't impersonating, like, a loss prevention guy illegal, though?
No, impersonating an officer, yes. But loss prevention, I don't believe that's a
criminal. I mean, like, basically everything that's going on is legally shaky at best.
Yeah, but calling up directly on the air and accessing a default PBX, not a good idea.
Unauthorized access will get you voted off the Freak Fractor Island.
That's right.
Warning, unauthorized access detected. Shutting down.
put my cell phone on mute and take the first shit ever live on the air?
Guys, the phone was on. I'm busy.
All right, somebody's calling a busy. Right on.
That was that 323-469 number. Apparently, it's no good.
That's
the Star Wars line. Get an emergency interrupt that thing. It's the Star Wars line.
Yeah, I thought you said someone was waiting for a call.
Yeah, the
Well, obviously, they're talking on the phone, so interrupt them.
All right.
Interrupt them. Star Wars convention still going on?
They're
still hanging out.
Yeah, until the movie comes out.
This is how long? That's not long, eh? It's like May something, May 20 something, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's not
long. I think it's May 5th.
19th.
Is it that early?
I think it's
May 19th.
May 19th?
Yeah.
All right, well, whatever.
Okay, I'll call him back.
Convention is unanimous, right? What? You have the right number? It's 462? I think he's gone.
I'm pretty sure if that Verizon number does let you do just interrupts. That.
Okay, I'm calling the operator.
Elite.
OMG.
Call another operator.
This is Kristen speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. I was wondering if I could get busy line verification on a number, please.
Sure. What's the number?
323-462-9609.
Whereabouts is it?
Los Angeles, ma'am.
No, I'm sorry. We can't verify numbers in Los Angeles.
You can't call an operator in Los Angeles?
No.
Can you give me AT&T, please?
Can I give you AT&T? No, I don't have a direct line to AT&T. You'd have to call their toll-free number.
You can't just give me their toll-free
number. Are you a local operator?
Yes, I am a local operator.
For what company?
Tell us.
Oh, you're not a real phone company. Never mind.
Hey, that's my phone company you're talking about.
That's not a real phone company.
If she can't transfer
us to AT&T, she's obviously not a real operator.
Well, buddy, you have no idea. Tell us supports nothing. Like, I think they have two class services they support. Like, they really don't support anything.
They don't do anything. Looks like they just tell you the time and say hello to you.
You're right. Telus does suck, but I'm stuck with them.
For the emergency.
Okay, so if someone else wants to call, like someone
else
can call an operator.
For the interrupt thing, I'm pretty sure 718-348-9999 does automated interrupt or something like that. I've never tried it, but
if you call AT&T, they do it for like $10.
Okay, so I'm going to save the call then, because I can't get on the 1010 AT&T number from Canada.
Try 718-348-9999. I'm pretty sure they let you do it.
718-348-9999?
Yeah.
All right. Looks like I'm stuck doing the calls tonight. That's all right. I don't care.
Calling.
Welcome to Verizon.
For emergency police, fire, or ambulance service, press or dial 9.
Wow, these people have, like, endless...
No, don't dial 9. That's 911.
Hi,
yep.
Hey, how may I help you?
Hello. I was wondering if you could dial a number for me.
Certainly, and that number is?
718.
Yeah.
348.
Yes.
9999.
I'm calling. Hang up on her.
Okay, thank you.
May I help you?
Hello.
Oh, gee, sorry.
Hello, is this the Verizon operator?
Yes.
AT&T, please.
One moment, please.
Why can't we do that in Canada?
For a long-distance operator who can assist you.
Lucky, they already called the operator.
AT&T.
Operator.
Please dial the... A higher rate is charged
operator.
When you use an operator.
Please hold for operator assistance.
Dude, what
AT&T,
the hell?
How may I help you?
Hello, would you be able to perform an emergency interrupt for me?
Sure, what's the number?
Could you tell me the time first, please?
Where are you?
I'm in California.
Okay, in California?
Well, actually, the number I'm calling is in California. That's what I want the time.
Okay, in California, it's, what, 10 o'clock? Yeah,
oh, you're
right
not
going to
charge
o'clock.
Me? All right, that's cool. All right,
it is 901.
The number is, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
James, are you on the line with me? What was that number, 323?
462-9609.
Okay. And it's emergency from?
Oh, it's from Mr. Skywalker.
Hold on.
Very, very original there.
owned.
One moment, please, with Verizon.
Kind of ironic that using Verizon and shit to break through to a Star Wars line.
Oh, I'm using AT&T, actually.
Well, you called Verizon originally.
Get to AT&T.
Verizon originally.
Yeah. I'm having the Death Star breakthrough.
Things at the Death Star, bitch.
I'm sorry, sir. They will not release a line.
Don't they have to?
Well, How much is this?
They just said no.
How much is this going to charge?
I already hung up on her.
Oh bummer.
Lucky, was there an actual operator?
I guess I've been getting emergency interrupts from Darth Vader all night.
Was that like your actual operator?
Yeah,
that was a Verizon
number.
What?
The Verizon operator number that you just gave out.
It was posted on.
Dude, they have SPC ones in 310 everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think that was an inwards number. I'm pretty sure that was just a regular, you know, operator number.
Yeah, that's the Verizon one.
The regular zero ops are inwards operators. They act as both. Well, this was an automated thing. I don't think you can get a regular operator on this.
I just hit zero and talked to the regular operator.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yo, Lucky, wait, what's that number again? I want to have
that. It's 718-348-9999.
Isn't that New York?
Is that the one Eyeball found?
I'm pretty
I don't think
something
so.
Something posted on, like, I don't know, it was posted on that some numbers thread.
There used to be one where you have to call it twice, and that was
well,
in 718.
Well, that's not it. I just used to get free directory assistance.
That's the 315-6 something. I forget it.
And by free directory assistance, I mean theoretically it would be possible. I've never partaken in any such fraudulent activities.
Well, why would you want to? It's only 99 cents per call. I mean, why would you want to? It's cheap.
Because I don't want to pay 99 cents. I don't have a lot of money.
Yes, you do. It's a cheap price discount. Come on.
No.
Discount? I think the discount is free.
If you don't want to pay 99 cents, I mean, whitepages.com and your local telephone directory.
Well, I mean, I don't always have direct
access. I'm blind, so fuck you.
I mean, if I'm, like, in my car or something like that, I'm not going to...
You know what? I think blind people get directory assistance for free, just like deaf people get free phone
calls. Yeah, if you have a special needs on your fucking line, they'll give it to you for free.
They feel sorry for you. That's pretty bad.
I'm special. I need to look up a number.
Wait. Oh, I thought you said white people, not blind people.
The best is when we were calling the operator. Yeah, I need to call this 800 number. Sir, we can't do that, but I'm special. Uh-oh, you didn't say that.
You can just do that and they'll connect you?
Yeah, you just tell them you're special and they think you have special needs. You go, I'm special, my mama said so.
Okay, awesome.
I just asked them if they can dial 1-800 number, and then they dialed it.
Well, actually, that one in New York. Watch, I'll do it with that one in New York. All right, hold on.
Can we go a tollway and put something on the screen?
The prefix again. 718. What? Hello?
I need to find a chair.
The life of a porn salesman.
Doug. All right, well, then I guess I'm not calling the operator since no one wants to, like, answer me.
Well, what was your question?
Well, what was the prefix for that number, 718?
348-09.
All right, that's all I needed. Thank you.
Okay.
Ow.
Oh, crap, my recorder stopped recording.
Welcome to Verizon.
Damn it.
For emergency police, fire, ambulance.
348. You are not calling the ambulance.
No, they're not.
Hit zero for the operator.
Because they're
not.
Yeah, the first time around I thought you pressed 1-2. I'm like, no, wrong emergency service.
911 is busy.
911 is busy?
Singular Wireless After Hours Department. For quality assurance, your call may be monitored or recorded.
The number you have reached.
Let's call Microsoft.
Oh, you want to try the engineer as product key?
Yes.
That's fun.
Yes, let's call
Welcome
Microsoft.
To Verizon.
I did that the other day. It's so easy.
All right, quiet. I think it's a wireless. This is Robert Berlin speaking. How can I help you?
Hello?
Shut up, Majestic.
Can I help you?
Hello?
Can I help you?
Yes, operator. I'm having trouble dialing a number. It's 800-555-8355.
Sorry, 1-800 numbers
are... I'm special, ma'am.
What's the number?
800-555-8355.
Tell me.
Hey there. Welcome to 1-800.
Oh, my God.
I'm special.
Thank you for using a special phone.
Yeah, my God. Sorry, sir. 800 numbers are... I'm special. What was the number?
Oh. Can you get your line flagged as a special line or what?
Yeah, if you fax a doctor's note to Verizon, they'll actually like flag it like that, so the operator will see it on their screen.
Oh, that is a good thing to do.
I'm gonna get a doctor's note then. Yes, ma'am, I'm special.
Oh. That was fucking wheat.
Wheat. God.
Let's call Microsoft and get a product key.
Yes, let's call. Yeah.
Who's gonna do it?
What's Microsoft's number?
Isn't
that considered against the rules of Freak Factor? No illegal activity?
If you guys are just looking at that stuff, the rules
it's
have changed.
Illegal. Well, I guess it's lying, but that's not illegal. You're not under oath.
No. No, it's not illegal.
So, are you scamming
obtaining
a product
the key
here?
For, obtaining the key for fraudulent purposes.
Yes, that is fraudulent.
Yeah,
this is proof of concept.
We're not actually going to use it.
No.
Right.
No, nobody's going to use it. I'm not going to use it.
Gonna,
I don't care.
You're just going to get the product key and not use it.
Because 10 other people will probably use it.
It's fun. Why not?
Well, I'll
what operating system are you going to get it for?
Windows 95? How about we
no,
call
how about, Windows XP Media?
Longhorn. About
XP
why don't you try and get? Why don't you try and get a good one, like 2003?
All right.
I guess I'll
because
be
this is proof of concept.
Or
it doesn't matter if it's good or not.
Be a product key on there.
That's for a Longhorn product key.
Well, I think it's best. It works best if you get thing that's just one CD because I told them that my CD fell and the sticker rubbed off in a puddle, and so they're like, "All right, here you go." But I mean, if it's something that you know more complex than that,
why don't you get an Office 97 key? I don't know. Just
all right.
Sure. Windows 3.1.
All right.
Alright,
let's do it.
Windows 3.1.
Hey, Z-Ray says he needs a 98 key.
Alright, let's just get a 98 key.
Dude, did Windows 3.1 even come with a product key?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think it does.
Yeah, let's get a 98.
If by product key you mean serial number, then yes.
Actually, I don't know. Did 98 come with one?
Yeah, of course 98 came with a product key.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Alright, let's get that.
All right, what do I have to call? 877, are you legit or something?
I think it's 1-800 Microsoft.
Yeah, 1-800 Microsoft.
MIC, whatever.
MIC?
Yeah, MIC.
Wait.
Whatever.
1-800.
Whatever.
Micromouse.
Thank you for calling Microsoft.
Who's gonna
if
do
you
this?
Are calling with a designated code,
just
press 1. For technical support on all Microsoft products, press 2. For Microsoft, for personal support, including Windows 98, Windows Millennium, Windows XP, Office applications, games, or hardware products,
press 1.
Press 1.
Yeah.
For MSN Tech, one moment, please, while your call is connected. Your call may be monitored or recorded. If you are calling for Microsoft software support, please have your product identification number, product key, or account number
who's
ready.
Who's going to do this one?
For most products,
not
the product
bad.
Identification number is found by starting the program
you want me to just do it?
And selecting the Help and About from the toolbar.
If you haven't installed your software, the product key can be found on the CD case or paper sleeve. For more information, please visit http://support.microsoft.com/PID.
All right.
If you are calling for information related to security or virus-related support, please hang up and call 1-866-PC-SAFETY or 1-866-727-2338. Thank you for calling Microsoft Product Support Services. Personal warranty and fee-based support is not open at this time. Personal support is available Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time, except holidays. Self-help is always available on the web at www.support.microsoft.com. To repeat, press star.
No, they're not there.
Apparently not.
Yeah. I was going to tell them that my product key burned in a fire.
Oh, no.
I finally got around to paying the rent on my storage, and I got all my stuff back.
My little brother got the CD in his mouth, and he just ate the sticker right off. I hit it with
Windows
the lawnmower.
Windows 98 didn't have the sticker on the CD. It had it on the CD box, right?
It had it on the sleeve.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to tell him the box
remember.
And the sleeve was burned in a fire and that the Windows 98 CD itself was actually in the CD-ROM in my computer that was in a different storage unit.
My girlfriend fucking broke the disc in half and I can't read it.
Please send me a new one.
You can always have them RMA you a mouse.
So they still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you just give them any serial number that starts with X.
Evil.
You can phone the corporate headquarters. Oh, it's just address. Never mind.
Get Bill on the phone. I have some extensions for Dell.
Wireless department.
It's called Dell.
Round Rock, Texas, huh? That's where Dell's headquarters is.
Robert P. Mueller, please.
What the fuck is someone's voice now?
So...
Freak Factor is dying.
Call Paris Hilton.
Robert Mueller, please.
Call Paris Hilton. You got a new number?
Yeah. You got a new number? Assistance.
Boom.
This is working out pretty well, this Freak Factor thing.
We could always call Paris's friend, Paige. That girl seems to call Paris all the time.
And then,
yeah, let's call some people from the Paris list. I know somebody here has Nikki Hilton's number.
I know a fact.
Let's just hack T-Mobile.
Somebody else has it here also.
Is it Lucky?
Call her. A lot of people have it. Just somebody in here has it.
A lot of people also have their diseases.
Paris is lame, man.
Hold on, let me go to my computer and open up celebs.txt. We can call Fez or something.
No. Yeah, tell him somebody like stole his truck.
Did you ever read the old zine? They had like a bunch of celebrity numbers in there. They had like Linus Torvalds, and they had like a bunch of people. Like, real famous people, not just, you know, Fez or whatever.
From that 70s show?
Fez.
Yeah. Fez, actually, that'd be pretty cool to talk, because does he really talk like that in real life?
No.
Yeah, I'll call him up, hold on.
Because that would be pretty bitching.
Yes. Or should we act like we are?
like, surprise, it's us.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Everybody's saying happy birthday to him.
It says?
Yeah. Just all at once.
Is it his birthday?
Up. No, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
As soon as he picks up, just sing happy birthday.
Hello?
Happy birthday to you. Where are you? Are you like in a wind tunnel? There you go. So what's new, man?
What's up, Fez?
Hey, it's me.
Fez, you're on Freak Factor. Turn your radio now.
Fez. Hey. Hey, it's me. What the hell is that?
That's
Thank
Fez.
You. Hey, it's me.
Really
Says you're lame.
Dude, Fez was beating us out.
What the hell was that?
Fez was toning the...
What was that? That was Fez, dude.
Did he even answer? What was that?
Yeah, dude, he was in
India.
Now, do you guys realize what just happened? We just
no.
got owned by Fez.
Oh, man. All right, I'm calling up Francesca. This is Nikki Hilton's friend. Hold on.
But Nikki's not answering her line.
I think he was listening to the stream and he heard his name.
Yes. Fez listens to Freak Factor.
No, Fez probably has his own Fez
quiet,
search
quiet.
Engine. He just searches for instances of the name.
Right up.
Hi, it's Francesca. I can't get to the phone. Leave me a message, and I'll call you back.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up, or for delivery.
Happy birthday again.
Happy birthday again.
What are the odds that Fed's and Francesca's birthday are the same day?
She wants to call Michael Lohan.
Who is that?
Who?
Ask for her sister.
That's Lindsay Lohan's dad who, like, escaped from his car before it caught on fire.
Holy
well,
shit.
Well, let's ask for Lindsay's number.
I'm looking at Lindsay right now. She's fucking hot. I'm masturbating to Lindsay right now.
That's great.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Y'all say the stupidest things when you know you're being recorded.
Call is being transferred to an automated voicemail system. When you have finished recording, you may...
Oh my god, was he drunk when he recorded his greeting too? We could call Matt Huey.
Is anybody drunk right now?
You've got like the lamest celebrities.
Hacking telling us to call Eminem.
I got some Backstreet Boys cell phone number.
Call it now. Call all the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, we need to start singing a Backstreet Boys song. Like, I know the first part of one song. Show me the meaning of being lovely or lonely, one of the two.
Lonely.
It's lonely.
That's no, it's horny, right. Dude. No, it's so show me the meaning of being horny. That's the song.
All right, well, let's sing it.
I'll see you guys better, maybe.
Hello.
This is 310-926-5048. Please leave a detail message after the tone.
Well, that guy just owned himself, anyways. Oh, man. All right, call him Lindsay Lohan's mom. Hold up.
Her mom, what the fuck?
Is her mom hot?
You guys see the nip slip? Like at bigfart.com or something like that? Lindsay Lohan, she has freckles on her nipples and shit.
No one's answering.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone. Mailbox 1. Now recording.
Damn it. Let me try Tina Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan's mom was a robot?
That must have been Bruce Willis's voice.
Did all Hollywood commit suicide?
These people fear too much.
It is like 9:30 California time.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 516840825 6 is not available.
All right.
You guys should phone Jonathan Glazell.
Go to telecom.
Never heard of Jonathan Glazell?
No.
No.
John Leguizamo?
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Sorry, right, calling Nikki.
That voice mailbox is full. Please call again later.
Apparently Nikki Hilton's voice mailbox is full. All right. Hold on.
Call Triple X.
Call her at home.
Wait, which Triple X? The white one or the black one?
The white one.
All right, everyone be quiet. This isn't going to be funny. Almeida. Answer your phone.
Okay, all of Hollywood is held hostage.
Hello, this is Antonio Almeida. I'm not at the moment available, so please leave a message and your phone number.
Yeah.
Did they send out like a memo to Hollywood?
I think I'm running out of celebs. Well, for a list of celebrity numbers, telecom-munists.phonelosers.org. It's a zine, but they've got a whole bunch of celebrity numbers in there.
It's called Twista.
Catch you guys later. I'm out of here.
See ya.
See ya.
Do they
actually work though? I mean, they're publicly posted.
Well, they worked for me when I called them in, like, you know, a couple of years ago, but I don't know if they've changed.
A couple of years ago?
I just pulled up a construction sign, man.
You got to call these things, like, every day.
It's called Luda.
I'll leave a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Please record your message after the tone, or to send a numeric page, press 2.
What's up, Parrish? You're on Freak Factor. We're just leaving you a message.
Beer.
Nigger.
Hey, don't be saying that.
Oh, yes.
You guys are fucking idiots.
Has she gotten a password for her phone yet?
Probably not.
I got one, but I don't remember what it is.
It's like, what is this phone thing? I fucking don't know what to do with it. Someone should see if her, she has a password. Let's call up Dell.
I don't think there's going to be anybody there now.
At Dell?
Yeah.
There's always
a
Dell.
Yeah. Have you seen the commercial? 24/7 support?
Yeah,
you'll just get people in, like, India or somewhere gay.
So? I love pissing
people. What's
what
I mean? Like,
they can't kick your ass.
As easily.
They'd have to fly someplace to kick your ass. No matter where they live, they probably would anywhere. But...
I want to piss on you. Yes, I do. Drip, drip, drip. Drop, drop, drop.
R. Kelly's doo-doo butter.
With that kind of money, R. Yeah. Kelly could fart in my dinner tonight. That's real. Done in the best white person voice ever.
Spaghetti, spaghetti.
Spaghetti, spaghetti. Spaghetti. I want to piss on you.
Let's call, like, Walmart again or something.
So it looks like Free Factors. Whatever you fucking call this thing, Freak Factor is a failure. It's pretty boring.
Well, I think when you try to drag it on for, like, you know, however many hours, it's not going to, you know, keep the spark
alive. Oh,
Lord,
John.
We need like, scan,
like,
interesting numbers to call. Like, call up an airport or some shit.
Nobody wants to listen to that, though. I mean,
those engineers be like, yeah, there's a ball on such plant.
Oh, yeah,
great idea.
Yeah.
Call an airport and tell there's a bomb.
That's
I didn't think it was funny.
Does anyone have, like, information on Kalia?
What?
C-A-L-E-A.
Clitoris?
No.
Yeah,
that's a legislative act.
What's the system's name that supposedly logged, like, a lot of phone conversations and shit throughout the nation? I thought it was like Kalia or something. Huh?
Echelon?
Yeah, that's cool.
Kalia is a collection of laws for electronic access. It's just legislative only.
I don't think Echelon is phones, though. I think it's just internet stuff.
There was a whole thread on BinRev about that.
We call him?
Nikki, open.
Hey, it's Nikki.
See, here we go.
To page this person, press.
Page him.
Man, everyone's
page
hearing.
Him to
maybe
the Star Wars line.
Maybe I should call her from Paris's number, then maybe she'll answer.
Yeah,
good
covert.
Idea.
Do a covert call.
All right, hold on.
CLIA stands for Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement Act. CLIA was intended to preserve, not expand, law enforcement wiretapping capabilities by requiring telephone companies to design a system to ensure a certain basic level of government access.
Great.
Yeah.
In other words, phone apps 24/7.
The FBI has tried to use the law to expand its capabilities, turning wireless phones into tracking devices, requiring... Yeah, just search Kalia in Google and you'll find, like, a lot of shit. C-A-L-E-A.
I wonder how long if they instate, like, a system, just Kalia system. I wonder how long it'll be on default.
Dude, the reason I bring it up is because I was watching some Fox News reports and dude recorded and posted on the internet. It was talking about some AIM. You know, you guys remember the whole AIMDocs story? AIMDocs, and, like, I guess they had, like, some information about Kalia and, like, some terrorist shit. I don't know. Some dude posted a link on Vinrev.
No, well, whatever.
A while back.
I don't really care about it unless it happens. I'm getting pretty tired. I'm not going to stick around too much longer. Let's make
the call. Fuck McDonald's. Can you call McDonald's, like a request?
Yes. Call KFC and tell me you found a Band-Aid on their chicken wing. Yeah, I found a Band-Aid on my chicken wing. No, I'm serious. I called...
Calling.
KFC?
Who's this? Who is it? Nikki from Paris's number.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Hi, it's Nikki. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
To page this person, press 5 now.
Press 5.
Nikki, you're on Freak Factor. Answer the phone.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to.
What hacker phone?
Where the hell Spank though? You're like enter, you know?
I don't know, they're fucking noobs.
Are we still streaming on like Vinrev?
I think we're streaming until like 4.
What?
Damn.
I don't know.
5 hours?
I think they just keep it at like an hour. Oh, let's call KFC.
I think there's
Band-Aid.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Call the world headquarters at McDonald's. It's like 5 minutes away from my house.
Yo, dude, some dude was scanning around the White House exchange, and he found, like, some special operator number. That's pretty cool. They're trying to get, like, to the Situation Room. She was like, who are you calling? What is your name? Are you, like, from some type of agency? It was pretty weird. She's from the NSA, and she passed it through.
Hotline.
Let's call KFC.
Huh?
KFC.
Oh, sex hotline.
Yeah. One time I called KFC, I told them I found a Band-Aid in my chicken. They're like, oh, well, what color was it? I told them it was regular Band-Aid. They're like, oh, we only use blue Band-Aids here. Like, what the hell? It's a Band-Aid. I found it in your chicken wing. I don't think your store issues Band-Aids to people. They ask if they want a refund, just bring in the thing of chicken. I'm like, I ate it.
And the Band-Aid.
They're like, just bring in the piece of chicken with the Band-Aid on one. I'll pick the Band-Aid off and eat it, but I mean, that's still good.
All right, I got a McDonald's number out of IRC here.
Sweet.
You guys want to give them a call?
Ask
him if they make the chicken McNuggets out of like never mind.
Enemy combatants. Prisoners of war.
Yeah,
well,
like asking if they chop off their fingers and make the nuggets off of like Vietnamese people. You should call the Winnie and be like, yo, I found a fingernail in my hamburger.
Freak Factor streams until 3 a.m.
Calling
4 a.m., I think.
Thank you for calling McDonald's customer satisfaction department. For questions about McDonald's gift cards, please press 1. For all other matters, please press 2. Thank you for calling McDonald's. Our customer service center is currently closed. We hope that you will call us again between the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Just call the door.
All right, we're calling 800 SOS Taco.
What?
What is that?
Taco.
Taco Bell?
Can't you call like 1-800 Taco Bell and be like, "Yo, I got a problem with your store." That's like 1-800 Taco Bell.
Please listen carefully as our prompts have changed. Calls may be recorded to ensure quality service.
Does anyone have a Taco
Press
Bell
one
in here?
For any taco-related issues. Press 2 for any issue related to your PAR register system. Press 3 if you are a salaried manager
or corporate employee with a human resource, payroll, or benefits issue. Press 4 for any HME timer or headset-related issues. Press 5 if you need assistance with the field voicemail system. If you are calling... If immediate access to your voicemail box is critical, press 1 now.
It's way critical,
thank
lady.
Thank you for calling the Yum! Restaurant Help Desk. Please press 1 to speak to a customer service analyst.
Yum! Restaurant Help Desk, this is Carolyn. Can I get your name and store number?
Yeah, this is James. I'm the manager at store number 36.
36?
Yep.
And how can I help you?
I can't log into my voicemail.
What do you mean?
It keeps telling me invalid password.
You mean to your computer?
No, from my voicemail.
What are you trying to call?
The 800 corporate number.
For your pager or your voicemail?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, because you have the wrong number. Well, let me transfer you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Did I press the option for voicemail?
I think so. You should tell me you have a talker-related issue.
Have a talker-related issue. Pink enough.
Cream on my taco. Where did she
transfer? Who the hell
did
they transfer?
Well, you have the wrong number. Let me transfer you to someone who's gone home.
They transferred you to the Chimichanga helpline.
Chalupa helpline. 1-800-CHALUPA.
Okay, that's been ringing for like 30 seconds.
Hello?
Are we done? Okay.
Let me hang up on him.
Let's just call
where
a
we calling
regular
that?
Store and complain about...
You gotta call back and place an order.
SOS Taco Sex.
Restaurant Helpline. Please listen carefully as our prompts have changed. Calls may be recorded to ensure quality service. Press 1 for any taco-related issues. Press 2 for any issue related to your PAR register system.
Hello and thank you for calling the Yum! Restaurant Help Desk. Please press 1 to speak to a customer service analyst. That
guy. Yum! Restaurant Help Desk, this is Trevor. May I have your name and store number?
Yeah, this is Jake. I'm the manager at store number 36.
What was your first name?
Jake.
Okay, how can I help you?
I'm having trouble logging into the taco, and I need to know what the till is for this store because we're counting till right now.
What's your address?
I'm sorry?
What is your address?
It's 2 Taco Way, Santa Monica, California.
Okay, and what was your store number again?
36. Taco Taco?
Hello?
Hello? Without lettuce, please.
Okay, I got your phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a nice day.
Why don't you read that off? Sure, have you heard of caller ID?
You're off the phone, I need to make a call.
That's my
kidding.
Okay.
Did you hang up on
voice pulses 212 number.
I see we can't say meow 10 times.
Hey, call 1-800 good cat.
Meow. Yeah, let's see if we can say meow. I like that idea.
Good
it
cat.
Was from some show, wasn't it?
From like Super Troopers now.
Yeah.
Hello, Chino State, please.
Hi, Chino, California. I need the address for Taco Bell on Mountain.
Thank you, I'll tag. You said on Mountain?
Yeah, what's the address there?
I do have one on Mountain, but it's listed in Ontario.
Okay, that's fine.
And I have one on North Mountain and one on South Mountain.
Give me the North Mountain one.
So it's 850 North Mountain.
North Mountain. Ontario?
Correct.
What's the zip code there? Do you have that?
Unfortunately, we don't list zip codes.
Okay, well, that's kind of noobish. Can you give me the phone number, please?
Sure. Have an outstanding day.
Thank you.
Verizon Wireless is connecting your call to...
Caller noobish.
909-988-9419.
I think I get that a lot. Zip code is a 91762.
Taco Bell.
Hi, this is James from SOS Taco. Who's the manager on duty, and what's your store number there?
Oh, all right, William.
Uh-huh.
And 199.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, hold on.
What? Really, what the hell was that all about?
Oh, my God!
Restaurant helpline. Please listen carefully as our prompts have changed. Calls may be recorded to ensure quality service. Press 1 for any taco-related issues.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Yum Restaurant Help Desk, this is Curtis. May I have your name and store ID number, please?
Hi, Curtis. This is William. My store number is 199.
199?
Yeah, I'm having trouble logging into the taco.
Oh, okay, let me go ahead and pull up your store real quick. And you're on 850 North Mountain?
That's correct. 850 North Mountain, Ontario, California.
Oh, okay. And what can I help you? You're having a hard time logging into Taco?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get dialed into the system.
Okay. It just sort of, like, after entering the password, it just freezes.
Can I put you on hold for just a moment?
You sure can.
Thanks.
That's the same guy we got last
log into the taco.
Get off that computer. Do me wow. Do me off.
I just heard somebody say, get off the computer, get off, and somebody dropped.
Oh,
the Chris guy is the same guy we got last time.
It's like, I have your number.
No, it doesn't help when people are laughing. I'm trying to social engineer.
You have to admit, trying to log into Taco.
Yeah, I hate when you can't log into the Taco.
Have you tried to
Taco-related issues.
Put my head.
Yeah, see, the taco doesn't have lettuce, so it keeps saying invalid login. I think it's missing a tomato or two.
I physically said hold.
I've been at this payphone for over an hour now, and I'm getting some weird looks.
And you guys use, you guys use Taco, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Give me just one moment.
Yeah. They're supposed to be counting the till right now, and I can't log in to see how much it's supposed to be there.
Okay. When you normally log in, does it usually say on the bottom, like, sales and...
Yeah.
Like, what does it usually say on the bottom?
Yeah, it usually says sales and, you know, expected sales and all that stuff. And,
It doesn't say TAS or...
No.
Okay.
And that's why we're just trying to log in so we can, So we can count this till and make sure we got the correct change and everything.
Okay. Are you sure you guys don't use Prism? Is it Windows based or?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, we have this paper back here that says, any computer problems, call 800-SOS-TACO and press 1 for TACO issues.
Okay. You actually don't use TACO?
Okay, well, let me make a note of that. What'd you say that system is called? So, if I have trouble
Prism?
Logging. Prism, P-R-I-S-M?
Right.
Okay.
And we don't support Prism, we only support TACO.
Oh, is there a 800 number for Prism support, or?
Let me actually check for you. Let me put you on hold for just a moment again.
Yeah, definitely.
Their system is called TACO.
That is awesome.
Did you know that when you asked for, like, you know, you can't log into TACO?
Yeah.
Order me a double deck TACO and he comes back.
Alright, quiet. I'm
Dude. He's awesome. He used to work at Taco Bell or something?
No. We used to prank.
Yeah, I love this old music. It touches me.
Hey, William.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to give you a call right back, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Also, the taco is missing a couple tomatoes. Could that have a problem with it?
Your taco is missing a couple tomatoes?
Yeah, I found the taco computer, and it's missing some tomatoes. I think Jim forgot to put some lettuce in, too.
Did you just hang up?
Yeah, I think he did.
That is awesome.
Lucky. Lucky 5. Dude, I'm actually recording an episode of Untitled Radio right now on my computer, but I'm telling them that you were talking to the salesman and you just told them that there could be a problem because you were missing a tomato and some lettuce. I have Lucky 225 on the phone.
We just ran out of tomatoes.
Live on Freak Factor, the newest show from Club DDP. It's probably one of the weirdest shows you'll ever listen to if it ever makes the internet, but I would definitely look for it. So Lucky and the rest of the PLA and everybody else on there, we wish you well, and I will now mute you again.
PLA?
Represent.
Oh, man.
We're all here still.
Fubster. Ponyboy's still here.
Archangel.
I'm Underground Leopard.
Are you the same Archangel?
Subsonic.
Are you the same Archangel from UER?
I doubt it. I'm mostly a hacker. I just heard about the thing on the Binro forum, so I thought I'd call
up. For English, please stay on the line. Para español, oprima el número dos.
Who are you calling?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Your city and state, please.
Yeah, Ontario, California, McDonald's on Euclid, please. Could you give me their phone number?
I got
Just one moment. You said this on Euclid?
Yeah.
Have an outstanding day.
You too.
Thank you.
Verizon Wireless is connecting your
Spanish?
Call to...
Area code 909-983-6303.
All right, hold on.
How's
McDonald's number going to be busy?
I was making a large order on the other line.
Hey, I'm gonna drop you guys. All right. Well, is somebody recording this? Because I want to hear the rest of the night.
Hello, City and State, please. Yeah.
Hello.
Chino Hills, California, please. Hello.
What can I help you find?
Yeah, Del Taco, please.
Checking on that for you.
I believe it's on Grand.
Have an outstanding day.
You too.
Thank you.
Verizon Wireless is connecting your call to...
Area code 909-613-1582.
Lucky, I think your phone is echoing, man.
I'm fearing. Is it echoing?
It's dying.
I hear you, like, about 2 minutes after.
All right, well, hold on.
Unless someone's listening to the stream and being on the con.
I am. Yeah, probably. To the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Del Taco?
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to make a reservation for 4:30 tomorrow.
At 4:30? How many people is that?
It's just going to be me and my girlfriend.
That's all right. You don't need a reservation.
Oh, I just thought maybe you could save us a table.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
The reservation name is Miller.
We don't make reservations here.
I just thought maybe, you know, you could reserve a table for me.
Sure. They'll all be reserved for you when you come in.
Okay, maybe you could put, like, you know, some flowers or some candlelight.
Oh, right away.
Okay, so 4:30 right. Tomorrow under Miller?
Okay, all right.
Try and give me one by the window, please.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
Fuck you.
Thanks.
What?
What is she doing?
Can't do that.
Someone go to Del Taco tomorrow and see if that those flowers are there.
We should have Doug TV that.
What the hell ever happened on TV?
I should call him back and say, yeah, I'm calling to confirm a reservation for Miller.
Is that like a DJ? Wait, who are we calling now? Del Taco?
Quiet.
Again?
Yeah.
Taco 896.
Hi, I'm calling to confirm my reservation for tomorrow at 4:30. Hello?
Bitch.
Owned.
For some reason, I think after we yelled cat sex and fuck you, she's not going to be nice to us.
Go tomorrow and be like, where's my reservation, bitch?
You didn't reserve my table?
Oh, man.
Try 1-800-GOOD-CAT.
Nude cat?
1-800-4-GOOD-CAT.
Is it Prawn?
Bitch.
Who's listening to the stream? Could you unmute or something?
Call the talk line at 800-400-TALK for
apparently that's 800 cat sex. Cat? What are you talking to?
Yo, is anyone like put like the Attack of the Show's BBS to have up? I guess not.
Nope.
Like it's like 370-269-2996 or something like that.
You have dialed a non-working 800 number. Check the number and redial. For assistance,
I only got,
call
like,
1-800-555-1212. Two.
Oh, man.
Dude, for real, is someone listening to the stream in the back, or are we just getting
yeah,
like some mad echo?
That?
Turn it off. Stay.
All right, sir.
And if you're listening to the stream and you're on the stream, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Double the pleasure.
What the hell? What?
Well,
I mean, like, I don't know. That just doesn't make any sense. It's like watching yourself on, like, the TV at the ball game.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What constitutes you being a noob?
And gay. And who has AIM on?
Oh, man.
Are they going to play this later on DDP? No, I don't
it's
think there's
now,
be
I think.
An official recording of this.
Yeah, it's
I
mean, so it's
slow.
They're going to
record this stupid shit. Well, it's like 4 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind. Hank just said on IRC he's going to make it available with an MP3 form. So
why?
What's the point?
So he can eat his bandwidth some more, I guess.
Yeah. There's no point to this. If you want to, like, hear, like, dude, like, fart on the phone, I guess, you can do that.
Yeah.
I know.
He's going to put up a goddamn 4-hour MP3.
The second Walmart call was pretty damn funny. Let's
yeah.
call Walmart again.
You can never get on their fucking
yeah.
PA system anymore, man. You have to, like, actually be in the store. But somebody should, like, hit up a gold box. I want our extensions and get forward to that extension and dial it to the PA. That'd be sweet.
How about I go to a Walmart and then you can call it?
Quiet.
How about that?
Who are we calling? Walmart?
No, radio station.
Oh,
answer the phone, noobs. You're on the air.
What?
You're on the air.
Hey.
You have any pubic hair?
Bin Rev Radio.
Hello?
You're on Bin Rev Radio right now, radio.binrev.com.
Wow. This is very exciting.
I know. Isn't it exciting being on the radio?
The interweb.
On my side. It is on FM.
Dude. I am internet modulation.
What is it
again? Internet modulation.
Radio.binrev.com. B-I-N-R-E-V.
Sir, can you say pwned for us real quick?
You want me to say coned?
Pwned.
No.
P-W-N-E-D.
Pwned.
P-W-N-E-D.
Pwned. Say pwned. Win $1,000 and say pwned.
Oh, binary revolution.
And then, can we get you to...
Yes.
Can we get you to cast that?
I have an internet radio station, too.
Really? Where at?
ErrorFM.com. Go there, and we shall partner.
YourFM.com?
Hey, who are you?
I'll tell you.
Who are you?
We'll consider it.
Yeah, who are you?
Hold on.
Work for Walmart?
Let him spell out the URL. No, he works for X1039. Hold on. What is it?
ErrorFM.com. ErrorFM.com.
Got it.
Go there.
Fonseca and Funk.
Fonseca
now, we'll
and
consider
Funk.
Partnering with you.
Fonseca? I don't know.
But we're at two radios.
You could possibly say cat sex.
Yes. Binrev. Radio.binrev.com. Right?
Yeah, you got it. Also, check out rountradio.tv.
Send me messages on errorfm.com and I shall.
All right.
I don't have a pencil
now,
because they don't give you pencils in radio.
They don't give you pencils in radio?
Excuse
no, they don't
me,
give
error,
you pencils. You're supposed error to remember
FM
everything.
Man.
Yes.
Wow.
In order
hey,
to
what's your name? Are you on that IRC thing?
Yeah, you're on worldwide interweb right now.
Wow. What are you guys talking about?
And we need you to say cat sex.
We are all on a phone conference, basically just streaming crap.
Hey, Spaz,
oh,
the fuck up.
I like ErrorFM.com.
It's a stream.
Okay, we have other interesting shows besides phone conferences of streaming crap, too.
How many listeners do you have?
Lots.
Like four?
I know you can check.
Probably a lot more than your radio station can get out, since you can only get past the San Bernardino County line.
Okay.
Oh,
Rev.com.
You're going to give us shout-outs?
Cat.
Yeah.
Oh,
that is awesome.
I think cat sick from the air.
Talk about him.
So if you're a complete loser and you're hanging out at home by yourself, clicking the mouse, www.x1039.com is where you can find all the latest information about what we do here at X103.9.
We actually can be on FM radio?
Hold on.
Sweet! Freak Factor's first debut.
And the guys from radio.binrev.com. Yeah, they're listening too.
Woo.
Here's Pearl Jam. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, we just got shout.
Happy now?
Yes, we are happy.
Dude, you are elite.
Yeah.
Total cat.
That's kick ass.
Tell your four listeners to listen more and tell 15 people.
All right. Well, you just gave us another two listeners, I think.
Yeah, call me back. In a
yeah, I'm in Chicago, and I...
Yo, dude.
Okay,
delete. The Matrix is up next. All
right, we're going to call him back in a half hour and tell him if our stream has spiked and gone to the max.
Okay, bye.
All right, later.
Bye.
Dude, we just got pimped on X1039. How lead is that?
Oh yeah.
Let me turn on the radio.
Gang dog?
How did we get that guy's number?
Luckinism.
Dude, if there's going to be an increase in, like bandwidth, it's going to be kick-ass.
Yeah.
Whoever's watching, TBS right now, The Matrix is on next, if you guys care. Hate that fucking movie.
I have it on VHS, man.
Is this X1039? I have no idea. Oh, dude, this is not lead. I'm
what?
Trying to get it on the
you guys
radio
call
so I can actually hear this.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm leaving, guys.
Radio.
All right.
Boostless out.
Yep.
Hack sword, lead sword. Your mom's a freak sword. Put it in a headlock and made her lick on my peach sword.
All right, I'm listening to the radio. I'm going to see if that pimp comes in like 30 seconds here.
Haha. If it does, it'd be kick-ass, dude.
All
That is awesome.
Ben Rev Radio.
I still wish I could have gotten him to say cat sex on the air.
That's Spaz.
No, this is Pony Boy.
Well, what's up with Spaz's little? What's up with Spaz's little signature that says cat sex? Or is that yours?
Hey.
No, that's Spaz. I don't know what's
right
up
now
with it, but Telco Bob just keeps telling me to cat sex people. So.
Hey, who all is
right
now?
This is great. Yeah.
Okay, roll call. Who's on here? This is Subsonics. Who else is on?
This is Tony.
Underground Leopard.
Tron.
And Archangel.
This is
Look up. Hey, Tron, where you been, man? Tronathan?
Tron.
Chilling, kid.
Well, dude, hey, this is Majestic, and I just recorded Untitled Radio 4. Gave you guys props and everything in there. Gave Stank Dog some props. Gave Natus everybody some props. I think I even mentioned
just Stank.
Noob.
Is Stank on here right now?
That Stank Dog kid is a noob.
Yeah, dude. You
hey,
hear, like, Lucky just called
Stank,
us, like,
I just
tipped
station. You out on X1039.
Who is X1039?
They're a local radio station here. Hey, he's like, okay, whatever.
So where's everybody from? The interweb.
Global interweb.
Oh, the interweb.
Where's X103 located?
Hey, Stank.
Yo.
I got you on Untitled 4 here.
Alright, cool.
Since my co-host Lucky's
is someone at, like, a casino?
New, over here.
Stank Dog's got some shirts on the forum. He runs a magazine, a radio show. The dude is busy, but he has a full-time job as well. I have a full-time job. I mean, almost everybody in CW has a job.
Who is this?
Don't do that.
Who's that, huh? Majestic.
Everything in the scene. Support your community. Again, I'm telling you, Stank Dog's got some shirts on the forum. He runs a magazine, a radio show. Dude is busy, but he has a full-time job as well.
Yeah. Pimpin'. Had to turn this into an MP3.
Stank
cool.
Dog, I listened through you, man.
Hey, Stank.
Yay!
I'm looking at that logo that says how many listeners we have. Does it just max out at 50?
Yes, unfortunately, we didn't know how many people to expect, so we thought 50 would cover it, but obviously not. So, yeah, we will have that bumped up for the next one. So, it does have a maximum of 50, so anybody that tries to join once it's maxed out will probably just hear the bumpers over and over and over again, all the little intros and stuff like that. So, yeah, we will
There's
have that.
50 people
all right.
listening to this shit.
There are 50
yeah, there's 50
there.
People listening right now.
There are 62 people in the BenRev IRC channel.
Jeez,
not to mention everyone that just heard radio.benrev.com now.
That's neat, dude.
Oh, man.
It's called with local web.
I'm like, we probably have more listeners than you do.
Turn off.
Did you guys call
exporting the entire project as an MP3? 2 minutes left.
Did you guys call the Star Wars hotline yet?
We tried calling them earlier.
We
emergency interrupted them from Mr. Skywalker, and they wouldn't accept.
call it back and try again so you can get through. I'm going to go back on mute because I'm working on some stuff here, so you guys keep going.
Hey, Lucky. I love how you couldn't log into the taco because you lost your tomato and lettuce. You couldn't log to the taco because you lost your lettuce and tomato. Damn, Jim.
Why don't we emergency interrupt the Star Wars thing at Leonard Nimoy?
You guys still have that number?
Well, I'm definitely not hanging up now.
It's little puppy.
What name are we going to say?
Puppy Chow. Long live your puppy.
He's Captain Kurt.
What name are we going to try?
Long live your puppy.
Captain Kurt.
Dude, somebody
long
else
is like some kind of real name.
Puppy Sex.
No, use some kind of a real name, so that way they don't think it's like some noob.
Star
like...
Trek.
Hey, Stank Dog.
You
ought to tell
you guys
these
about
people
this
to
new
go
planet
to...
that was the astronomers found.
Hey, Stank, you ought to tell some of these people to go to, like, room 555, and I could three-way it over there if they wanted to listen in or something.
Yeah, sorry about that. We've got some improvements we can make to it. Wait, that wouldn't...
That's a cowboy, baby. Does anyone see that show, Con?
Yeah, isn't that?
Like Confidential?
What was that?
That's like the first.
Has anyone seen that show, Con, like, on Comedy Central? Like, it's supposed to be some so-called Con shit, like, slash social engineering, kinda.
I don't know. They play it down. They do it, like... It's really not that simple as how they do it.
Yeah, like, have you seen the porn one?
Yeah, I saw that. You have to do more than that.
Hell yeah, dude.
You don't just get free stuff that easily.
I got...
Whoever said the Matrix is on UPN was lying.
I said TBS.
Yeah, they said TBS.
It's on tonight, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw Sun City, though.
Wait, hold on. It's right, supposed to be on. Now. What the hell? I said it was going to be on. Now it's acoustic dissipation. What the hell? What kind of crap is this? Who else play the music? Turn shit off.
I'm at a movie theater. It's outside. I can't turn it off.
Dude, you guys should check out this airfm.com.
I'm at a movie theater. I can't turn it off. It's just like, I'm outside.
Are you that dude that posted that one shit in BinRev saying you're gonna go see Sin City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
hey, get a
Hey,
are there any payphones at that movie theater? Get some like some payphones, like the, what the fucking the number to the movie theater.
I'm gonna look. They're inside, but there might be some out here too. One second.
Oh, get them, dude. Get them.
All right. Yeah, C3. Hold up. Oh, there's six.
Dude, if you there's six, or I get all six. Hey, if you can, try to get the number to the movie theater.
One second.
It'd be kick-ass if we can, like, call up and be like, shut down all movie all theaters right now. Probably in, like, some...
It is a... Shit. I don't have an INAC number with me. Oh, here's the number. Never mind.
Just 1-800-444. Hold on, let me get the fucking pen. Shit, man.
Well, is that the COCOS, I think. Holy shit.
What,
yeah, operated by JS. They're COCOS.
Also, if we call them up, we might get a damn modem, man. Shit.
Alright, here's the first number. 818-709-9149.
818-7...
09-9149.
9-9-1-4.
And...
What's the last... Are they all in the same prefix area code?
Yeah, they're all 818.
And they're all 709?
I don't know. They don't have numbers. Only one of them has numbers here. Like, one of the three, and then there's another side. So we gotta check on the other side. I can dial up an 8 and I can put it near the here.
Dial 8, yeah.
Here's one. Alright, here's one. 818.
885-9942. You get that?
Yeah.
Alright, here's the next one. It's 818-998-9044.
998-99 what?
No, it's 998-9044. And then 818-709-9256. And they all seem to be Cocots operated by some company named JAS or JAS, I don't know.
Well, what was the second one? What was the prefix of the second one you gave me?
The second number?
Yeah, what was the prefix for it?
1 second. It's on the other side, I think. How many numbers did I give you?
You gave me 4.
All right, it's on the other side. 1 second. All right. Prefix is 885, and the rest of it is 9942. They're all in the 818 area code.
All right, hold on. Put those motherfuckers up at Yapple.
All right. Oh, should I have to go, I think. No, I don't have to go. Wait, maybe I do. Yeah, I gotta go. I'll call back in, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Later, eh? Later, man. Later, man.
Fuck. Anyways, who the hell's still on?
Ponyboy still.
Underground Leopard.
Flicko.
This would be Twinkie, Jesse.
Twinkies. We so fucking dumb. Oh, shit. I don't know.
We're trying to track down who that DJ was from X1039.
Yeah, I'm making fun of their station. I'm like, I'm making fun of their station. I'm all like, yeah, I'm listening to X1039, and all I can hear is what I think is rock with that Mexican station keep cutting in and out.
I believe the
Hey Lucky, do you know anything about California Highway Patrol call boxes?
What about them? They are solar powered and radio.
Oh, they're radio? Damn it. They're not like line downs and shit? They don't actually have like actual lines?
No. No, they're actually cellular, I think. Hold on.
Sweet.
What the fuck? I was trying to listen to that DJ and you guys fucking caught me talking.
What the hell is that noise?
The hell is that?
Is somebody playing like a spoon?
Did you, someone just do the bird man?
Ha ha ha. I can do that all day long,
that
man.
Boy.
Who was that? That oh, yeah. I hate that damn song, man. Those dudes can't rap for shit, man. All they talk about is money, drugs, and girls with hairy nipples. Because usually black chicks have hairy nipples. Yeah, black chicks usually have hairy nipples. No, I'm serious.
Really?
I know firsthand. Trust me.
Is there a lot of black people?
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay.
I really think we shouldn't talk about material like that on the air.
Alright, anyway, changing the subject. Let's call up Kmart today in the VA system. How about a Target? Because you need to talk to, like, their team leader.
Has anybody seen those yellow boxes on carts at Walmart?
Those what?
The ones for, like, locking down the wheels?
Yeah, the ones that keep you from leaving the parking lot. I haven't.
Yeah, there has to be some way to hack
to actually.
To hack him?
What?
Oh, what the hell?
You just got to.
Dude. Hold on.
It's called pick the damn shopping cart up and carry it out.
Weren't DJs on the same thing?
What?
The shopping carts run on.
Burnt kid DJs on Air FM.
What are you talking about, Lucky? Really?
This kid that I know from Riverside, his name is Burnt Kid, and he DJs on that freaking site that, that guy gave us.
Air FM.
Yeah, it's got a picture of him, and it's the same guy that I know.
Call him up and call him a pro.
I don't
gonna,
got his
gonna,
number
gonna,
anymore.
Gonna
I tried messaging
the
name.
In Morgantown, West.
Kuchang tonight.
Well, I mean, you're on a conference with, like, 60-plus hackers. Just, like,
DJ Harry
drop his dock.
You think we should call
that
guy back from X-1039?
It's been 30 minutes.
Has it?
Yeah.
All right, let me call that guy back.
I checked out the pad on that card. It runs on 275 kilohertz. Maybe I'll do something with that.
Yeah, quiet. Not going to answer for us.
Maybe he got off shift in like 30 minutes.
Hello, X.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air again.
Yay.
Yeah, we're bumped at 50 on our stream.
You lie.
We're maxed out.
You lie.
Yeah.
Come
hey,
please.
We didn't catch your name, man. Hey, and someone I know DJs for your thing, too. That's kind of weird.
Who?
Burnt Kid from Riverside.
No. You know Burnt Kid?
Yeah, me and him go way back.
Where the hell is Burnt Kid?
He's in Riverside.
Tell that punk to listen.
All right. Hey, what's your name?
I'm Funk.
Funk?
Yeah. You
all
laugh.
Right.
You laugh, but I don't. Throughout high school, when people made fun of me for being Funk.
Really?
It's on my driver's license, dude.
It's on your driver license, huh?
Yeah.
Well, can't you get aliases in California anyways?
No, not in driver's license form.
Huh.
Actually, I don't know.
Well, you got AIM or what?
Yeah.
What's your AIM name?
Oh, here come the floods. Ready?
Yep.
It's radicality cubed.
Well, radical what?
Okay, it's like radical.
I'm going to boot you, dude. I'm going to boot you.
Hold on. Let him speak. Radical what?
Radical and then I-T-Y, radicality.
Yeah.
And then a little space there. And then cubed, C-U-B-E-D, radicality cubed.
C-U-B-E?
Like C-U-B-E-D, cubed. It's like the
art
form of being more radical than radical.
C-B-U-E-D,
yeah, dude, I'm
going to
boot you.
C-U-B-E-D.
Cubed, like a cube.
Cubed.
There we go.
Hey, dude, I'm going to boot you, all right?
Hey,
you want AIM or AOL?
Oh, shut up. You're not going to boot him on AIM. Shut up.
How boot him, dude?
Don't boot me.
I messaged him. He says, don't boot me.
Booter warfare, dude. That's
hey,
what I do
up,
every
that's
Friday.
Cool. Post
my own bots and everything.
Yeah, no, it's not. Hey, so what's up? Where's my Coachella tickets at?
Dude, you missed the first. You know, you missed that.
Well, I was caller 8 and caller 9, like, 2 days ago. Like, I think that's close enough.
Well,
like, on the
you don't have tickets, so it's not that close.
Well, I was caller 10 for that bartending school, but I didn't win.
Okay, what's your name?
Lucky.
Lucky?
Yeah.
Hang on, Lucky. I'm going to talk about you guys, Lucky.
I think you just made fun of your name. It might just be me, but I think that's what happened.
Have you seen this dude's profile on that website, man?
On the radio, X103.9 E-Pro from the album entitled Glaro. Find that in stores now. It came out Tuesday.
Well, lucky ain't so lucky. He just called me and said he was caller 8 and caller 9 for the Coachella tickets, and he's not going. He's sitting at home on his butt listening to the Beastie Boys on X103.9. There you go.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, I must leave now.
Jesus Christ.
Have fun with your 50 listeners.
Hey, you still use this name at home or what?
Yes.
All right, cool.
I use it everywhere.
All right,
bye.
Wait.
Hey, Funk. Hey, Cat Sex.
Hey. Dude, I just posted him the Hunt group numbers for X1039. He was like, oh.
All of a sudden, you hear people knocking on Lucky's door and saying, "Police, motherfucker, come on out." You know you're in there, Kevin Paul.
All right, guys, I'm going to drop. It's 1:30 Eastern. Vaya con Dios, amigos.
See ya.
Vaya con Dios.
Dude, people are dropping now. That's not leap.
No.
Seriously, I think it's down to
like 3
people now.
We're on a premiere episode here, and...
Yeah. So what are we going to call that?
Right now.
Hey,
is anybody still here?
I am. I'm still here.
Yep.
This is Pony Boy. I think it's like 3 people left on here now.
You got it.
Are we calling anybody?
There are 7 people in there, counting myself.
Wow.
Okay.
And nobody has anything
to say.
Dude. Well, let's tell a story. Campfire.
All right, go ahead.
Oh. I got nothing.
Once upon a time, there was a noob named Lucky225. One day, Lucky225 house. Why are you going to be interrupting my story?
Oh, sorry. Oh, because I'm a noob.
Go
on.
Yeah, I'll start the story, and then you guys have to take turns and finish it. So Lucky decided to leave the house and someone else can go.
I got nothing. And then I went and delivered some newspapers.
And then Strong Carlson pops out of the bushes yelling cat sex.
All because he was driving on the wrong side of the road.
And this is the lamest fucking hour that
what?
Going into.
House. Why are you going to be out with my story? Oh, sorry. Oh, come on. Go on. Yeah. I'll start the story and then you guys have to take turns and finish it.
Dude, why are you listening to a stream? On the stream.
They're
not
they're
the stream,
off the
I was recording
screen.
It
come on.
From my hands free.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Thought you knew it, huh? Don't you want it? Pennywise the Dancing Clown was one evil motherfucker.
So when are they coming out with another 2600?
are they coming out with it? Anything? Bueller?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to talk to our little DJ friend here on AIM. But what was the question?
Yeah, I'm a retard.
Chris?
Something about 2600.
You're a retard.
Oh. All right, I'm back.
You're back?
I'm back.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. So you add those numbers to, Yapple?
No. I will tomorrow.
All right.
All right. People on IRC are telling us to call some damn numbers.
Well, I just give out a bunch of code.
Tell us to give some damn numbers to call. How about that?
I just threw a bunch of cocots.
Somebody threw away to the Star Wars phone.
One second. I'll do it. Let me figure out how to do it on my cell phone, though. Actually, I'll just call my regular phone. Let me get my, let me find my, calling card. All right, 1 second.
Yes, call Tech TV. Or, I mean, G4.
I'm doing Star Wars right now.
Fuck G4, dude. They suck, bro. Has anyone played with their BBS, like Attack of the Show? They set one up. It's like 370-269-2996.
I'm going to do Star Wars line.
Star Wars?
1 second.
You have 10 available for call.
Right.
Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to
call. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's good. Hey,
someone give me the phone number.
Oh, shit.
The phone number entered is invalid. Please re-enter.
Come on.
323.
All right.
323.
All right. 462. 462.
9609.
Please hold while we connect your
call. All right. Ah.
Damn.
That's a pain to do through my calling card. Like, I forget I threw it on my cell phone. Hold up. Let me try it on my cell phone so I can get it working right. Is the show still on right now, or...?
Yeah, it's still streaming.
The show is still on.
Oh. 1 second, let me get the number.
It's not going to stop streaming until everybody leaves, so.
All right, let me try this out and see if we can get it working.
Call that first Walmart again and see if they have a new shift.
One second.
phone from a rotary phone?
One sec, I'm going to call in again, but let me get my this number saved in my phone book.
Numbers on their phone because I can't three-way on this thing.
Yeah, I can't three-way. Last time I did, I got to the Illinois State Police.
Well, did you think that perhaps that was the number you called?
No. I just pressed flash and went to Illinois State Police.
All right, I'm going to try three-way now. One second. Yeah, it's still busy. Any other numbers to try?
Walmart?
Yeah, number?
I don't.
Let me,
No.
Give me a number, I'll call it. As long as it's in the U.S.
Wait. Yes, I do. Yeah, call 630.
One second.
434. What?
Wait, 630.
Okay. 434.
All right.
434.
Yeah.
0490.
What is this?
You get that?
Yeah, what is it?
What?
What is it?
It's a Walmart. Walmart. Okay.
All right, one second. Let me do it.
Blair Island.
Oh, one second.
Okay.
Some dead air going on here, guys. We got to improvise some shit.
So, nice weather.
Alright, yeah. No one's picking up. It's ringing.
It just rings?
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe it closed or something. Is it like a payphone or what is it?
No, it's their phone number. It's 24-hour store.
don't know.
Always busy.
No one picks up.
Let's see.
Someone try Star Wars again?
Yeah.
All right, 1 second.
I call my grandma.
Yeah, it's still busy. We'll get it on there tonight, though. I'm trying, it's busy.
Well, should we call? Let's try to call celebs again.
What?
You got some
celebs?
Numbers there?
Yeah.
You got the numbers?
Someone in the emergency interrupt and I'll call. I mean, what's the number in the room from Telco Bob?
I don't know what the number is actually for.
Alright, I'll call anyways. I'll give it a try.
Alright, can you read it off there, or you need me to read it off to you?
Hello?
Yo.
Did I hang up?
What is this?
Yeah, that was some form of failure there.
I think it was some, like,
here,
Japanese
it.
Thing.
Okay, I got a number.
I'm sorry if it sounds like Jedi Bebop, but I'm on my cell phone, and it's not real DTMF, I don't think.
Let's try Dell.
Yeah, alright, we'll do Dell.
Okay. I got the number right here.
1 second, write it down.
1-888.
Wait, 1 second. 1-888.
560.
All right.
8-3-2-4. 8-3-2-4.
Do what? 2-4.
It's 5. Yeah, 8-3-2-4.
All right, 1 second. All right, here we go.
To dial an extension, please press 1. To make a purchase, get pricing information,
what should we press?
Or complete an online order, press 2. For technical support,
what?
Or for software and technical questions, press 3. For all other issues related to a purchase already made, press 4.
Someone press 1, I think it's a tone.
At any time, press 7.
Okay, press 3.
It doesn't
press
work
zero.
On my cell phone. Someone press it.
Operate.
Your entry was invalid. Please try again.
Someone press a number.
To dial
I need
an extension,
it.
Please press 1. To make a purchase, get pricing information, or complete an online order, press 2.
It won't work.
For technical support, or for software and technical questions,
it won't work.
Press 3.
Is anybody here?
I need a tone dial or something. It won't go in.
A purchase already made. Press 4.
What, do you have a
to
rotary phone or what?
Time.
No, I'm on my cell phone. It won't work.
Oh.
Please hold while we connect your call.
I don't think it works.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Welcome to Dell. Your call may be recorded.
To dial an extension, please press 1. To make a purchase, get pricing information, or complete an online order, press 2. For technical support, or for software and technical questions, press 3. For all other issues related to a purchase already made, press 4. To repeat a menu at any time, press 7.
Hang on.
Yeah, I knew that.
Do you think we're deaf now, or...?
No, I wasn't paying attention. What do you want to press?
To dial an extension, please press 1. To make a purchase, get pricing information, or complete an online order, press 2. For technical support, or for software and technical questions, press 3. For all other issues related to a purchase already made, press 4. To repeat a menu at any time, press 7.
All right, let's refresh.
Hey, this guy's going to let us on the air.
Press 5.
For order status, press 1. Purchases for your home, 2. Businesses with fewer than 400 employees, 3. All other businesses, 4. To return to the main menu, press 9.
You're going to press a number?
Yeah, press flash. That's what he's looking for.
Yeah, press the hang up button. It's the one right there that says hang the fuck up. Thank you.
Alright, I'm going to call this guy real quick, right?
Alright.
Okay. Alright, hold on.
There are 11 other participants in the conference.
That's nice to know.
Girl, call her, you're on the air.
You call
like Comcast, try to get like their manuals for reprogramming their set-top boxes.
Hello, X103.9.
Oh yeah, Comcast.
Yeah, I wonder who that could be.
It's so funny. Like, I don't even know the numbers to this place, and you guys are telling me.
I'm on 9034.
Hey, I just wanted to say one thing. First off, to all your listeners, you guys are awesome. I just got totally flooded. And I've never been flooded before, never experienced it, and it was awesome.
You ever been booted?
Oh, come on, stop
nope,
with that.
But I have to talk, so hang on 1 second, all right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
I can't believe that guy got flooded.
103.9, the Inland Empire's independent alternative. Linkin Park lying from you. Oh, what a song that was. I am Funk, almost into the wee hours of 11 o'clock. Let's see what I got in the CD deck here. The Clash, holy cow. Where did this blow the dust off of this? It's called Should I Stay or Should I Go? That's next. Hang on.
Are you tired of being dissed?
Hell yeah!
The hot...
Tired of being dissed. Hello.
So yeah, we do this show on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock Pacific time. It's called Fonseca and Funk, where we do basically what you guys are doing. But we have no listeners.
Oh, you don't have any listeners.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard to find listeners when your station's being blotted out by Mexicans.
Yes. you must be on the west.
Dude, I hate that. There's like this one rap station, and like I guess like another like Mexican station that like on like 106.1, so they overmodulate over them. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, in X1039, actually, there's a Mexican station on 103.9 in Los Angeles.
La Recuerdo.
Yes. So even though X1039 has, like, a good antenna and a good signal level, like, once you get past the mountains, it's like...
Here's the funny thing. I live in Simi Valley, which is, like, way the hell out from Riverside. It takes me, like, an hour and a half to get here.
Yeah.
And I can't even hear the station where I live.
Yeah, well, the best is there's also...
Wait, what's the station? I'm in Los Angeles. I'll turn on.
There's also an oldie station on 103.9, so, like, if you're taking, like, the 60 right out past the 71, you hear X, then you hear oldies, then you hear Mexican, and you're like, dude, what the hell?
I know. I feel like a mix all in one.
Pretty cool.
It's kind of weird over here because when you hit, like, if you get, like, below sea level in some valleys, you'll hear, like, different radio stations. You get, like, a good, like, 50 feet above sea level. I don't know. Northern California.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
California.
All right. Thanks for pimping our show on X.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for letting me pimp mine Tuesdays at 8 o'clock on Sega Funk Show, ericsn.com, and hopefully maybevinref.com if I can, like, give you guys, like, some money under the table.
What?
Bribery.
Dude, our station is free, but, like, yo, we don't say no to money.
All right, dude. Have
Funk. Negotiations. Later. Negotiations don't start till you say cat sex. Just say cat sex.
Okay, please. Next.
All right, we got to call him back and be like, no, you're putting us
next
on the air.
Man,
okay, the next phone number we gotta call is 1.
Could have gotten to say Tron pwned you all.
Telco bomb. Pretty nice.
Okay, next.
Up here on IRC.
Put lime in the coconut and drink it. Put lime in the coconut. Hate that damn commercial, man. Damn.
Now let me get this.
Yeah, please shut up.
Here, I'll try the Star Wars on again. 1 second.
What's happening?
Man, that guy's fierce. I'm going to be like, bitch, give me a job at X1039.
Still busy.
Okay, let's call 188 Comcast.
Hey, try to get to their filling station or their, whatchamacallit, their addressing department, where they address all, like, the cable boxes and try to get, like, someone's, like, cable box shut off or, like, reprogrammed or black box. Where you, like, be like, yeah, I want to upgrade my channel, or, like, be like, I want to downgrade, so they'll hit their cable box on site and reprogram them. I don't know exactly how it works.
Who wants to call it?
Act like they're... I can't throw away.
I can do it, but I don't know if I can, like, dial numbers and change places. I'll try it, though.
You said 3. Man, that was cool.
I think I should scan, like, try to find, like,
you
some block the scan.
Here, 1-800-Comcast or 1-888-Comcast?
1-888-Comcast.
All right, 1 second.
Yep.
I hear a lot of people having a problem with Comcast, like their broadband cable.
Yeah, dude, they're
doing
oh, yeah,
code where you have
bad
or want service.
Yeah, I missed the whole beginning while
again,
I was changing.
Please enter the telephone number, including area code, where you have or want service.
Try 501.
For English, press 1. Para español, oprime el número 2.
Oprime el número 2.
Uh-huh.
Again.
Try like a
for English, press 1. Para español, oprime el número 2. If you are currently a Comcast customer, press 1. If not, press 2.
Press 1.
I'm trying.
Again,
hey, let
if you are currently a Comcast customer, press 1. If not, press 2. Please hold while we route your call.
Okay.
I can't do GTMF on my phone.
If you are a current customer, say 1. If you are a customer awaiting installation, say 2. If
1!
If you are a current customer, say 3.
1.
Please
1.
Listen carefully as our menu options have changed.
Yeah, it worked.
For help, say 1. Billing, say 2. To add or upgrade service, say 3. To transfer, downgrade, or disconnect your service, say 4.
4.
For cable television,
say 1. High-speed internet, say 2. Digital telephone, say 3.
Oh, 3.
We're sorry. We did not understand your selection. Please try again.
4. 3.
Say 1. High-speed internet, say
3.
Digital telephone, say 3.
3.
We gotta ask about their setup.
Say
they, like,
1.
They supposedly offer some VoIP.
Say 2. Digital telephone, say 3.
3.
I will now transfer your call to a customer account executive. Your call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Hey, Lucky, what should I ask him? Lucky, you there?
I don't know, dude.
I never heard of, like, I know Comcast offers VoIP, but I don't know if it's, like, reliable or good or anything.
They offer VoIP?
Yeah, they offer.
We should call Del Taco again and ask about our reservation.
Yeah.
Call McDonald's and do that. With lime and coconut. Oh,
are we still on Comcast?
Yeah, we're still on Comcast.
Let me see.
What should I ask him? What kind of equipment do you guys offer?
Yes.
Tell him you're having a taco.
Oh, yeah, we're still connected, but I don't know what's going on with them.
Probably some fat black offers, like,
background music.
You want me to hang up on them?
Huh?
You want me to just hang up? I don't know what's wrong with them.
Yeah, hang up, whatever.
Put the lime in the coconut and drink the soda.
This is fucking boring. Fuck Freak Factor, man. It's fucking boring.
God damn.
Oh. Freak Factor.
Yeah,
stuff.
I think I'm about to be signing off here, guys. But before I go, I just have to tell you all that it's been a pleasure doing Freak Factor with you.
And who is this?
Cat Section Del Taco Boy. This is Pony Boy.
Hey, Pony Boy.
See you guys later.
That's Taco Bob.
Yeah, this is Pony Boy. Nah, this is Pony Boy.
Yeah, hang myself up too.
It's called Del Taco again.
Is someone going to call or do I have to call it?
What?
You want me to call it or who's going to call it?
I can't call it.
Alright, give me the number. I'll call it.
I don't have the number.
Well, we need the number for me to call it.
I'm going to go fucking dumpster diving. Screw this shit, man. Go dumpster diving like freaking local grocery stores, see if they have any fucking access codes because they're fucking registered. Put the lime in the coconut.
Who are those code card numbers I gave earlier? We'll call some of those and see people at the movie theater.
Oh, there, I got them.
You want to call those?
I don't know, maybe.
Yes.
They can ring. I mean, like, most of the code cards, most of them have that remote management feature where you call them up and they give you a dial tone. Here, I'll call one. Hold on.
All right.
That sucks.
Really?
One second, I'll try
hey,
to start with the end.
Put the lime in the coconut and drink it all up.
Wow, Star Wars is still busy.
Probably some fat chicks probably like starting a porn line on there and shit.
Because I'll be your little Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah. Spank me with your lightsaber. Hey, hey, no, don't put your lightsaber in my Chewbacca now. Come on.
You see some little fucking gnome pop in, look like Yoda.
Use the Force.
Has anyone even played that new video game, Revenge of the Sith, or something like that, Episode 3? I don't know if they released it yet.
Is that a game out for it? Wow.
Yeah, like a game before the movie. Pretty much spoils the movie, I think.
I just saw the first commercial for the movie today.
I didn't see it. Put the lime in the coconut, put the lime in the coconut. Freaking jigger.
1 second, I'll try it one more time.
Wang, good.
Bye. Wang, sure.
Little gnomes, little gnomes. Holler, holler, DDT.
Yeah, still busy. Do an emergency,
Does DDP have, like, an actual conference besides, like, going to Bell's Mine and shit? Hey, how many people are, like, in IRC right now listening to this shit, probably saying, what a fucking move?
59 people.
Huh?
59 people are in there.
They're all probably saying we're all noobs and shit. Yeah, see? We should get that one number to, like, that one number that, like, you call it up and, like, you can enter, like, your red box tones. And we should all see, like, who can get, like, the most with their mouth. I mean, like, noob making, like, does anyone know the number to that shit? I remember, like, that shit was, like, on Radio Free America, or, like, on some episode of the DDP, like, in Rev Radio.
If you can find
it,
I'll call it.
It'd be cool if you could red box with your ass, dude. Some dude said he could like play, like, he can, like, do 2600 with his butt cheek. Like, he could whistle out of his ass. I was like, dude, are you serious? I mean, he actually did it. I was like, whoa. So you could say he could fart 2600, man. But he said he had, like, some type of, like, deformed ass cheek, so it kind of leaned on the... No, I'm not going to go into this anyways, yeah. If anyone knows that number, post it in IRC. Like, someone who's on IRC can get that number. We can have, like, a contest. You can see who can get, like, the most change. And don't bring your freaking red box tones on here either. You gotta do it with your mouth.
It's called Strom.
Strom hates me, man. He doesn't like my... He says I have no literacy or something like that.
Cat sex.
Good phone.
Woohoo!
So what's the theory? This big pile is going to be turned into a professional show?
Fuck no.
Yep. What a show this is. I don't think it's going to be a show. It's probably just going to be, like, some type of, like, stream thing. You know, I don't know.
You know,
someone actually
made
it
into a teleconference should be like this.
There was a period of time where Johnny Carson really had a serious drinking problem, and those shows are the precious ones.
Johnny who?
Johnny Carson. He's this old guy who used to talk a lot before you were born.
When was it? 91? No, I was born by then.
Well, there's born and there's out of the chrysalis.
I just wasn't listening to radio, you know.
You hadn't bloomed into a full freak butterfly.
I was just looking at my dad's
label. It's called Joe Rogan. What he likes about the new free tech.
But who the hell's hanging up?
Hmm?
Coconut and drink soda.
So it's got everything.
I got Star Wars line. I got Star Wars line. Yeah.
Oh, yo.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
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 This is K-Rock 105. You're on the air. You would like to play a game with us? You can
win
$100.
Which radio station is this?
K-Rock.
K-Rock, K-Rock 5. K-Rock.
I'm not into K-Rock. Bye.
Oh, come on.
Damn.
No.
Dude, okay, listen up. We were on the PLA bridge, right? And one night we called that thing up. Hey.
Yeah,
we were on the
We
were on the PLA bridge, and X Bad Boy, this dude, we were doing, like, he had, like sound effects and shit, like, he was in a real studio, and we called up, we're like, hey, this is K-Rock. The guy's like, oh, kick ass. We're like, if you can pound the phone on payphone, we'll give you, like, two extra free tickets to the Revenge of the Sith. He was like, oh, shit, yeah, and, like, he did it, and we made him say, lick camel balls to the whole crowd and shit, and he did it, too. And like, listen up. We're like, so give us your address and your name and everything. We'll mail them to you. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, my address is such and such, zip code and everything. I was like, what an idiot, man. So kick ass, though.
Okay, I got the awesome number to call.
They're too used to people, like, calling up trying to fool them.
Can anybody call?
What?
Can anybody call a number? Can anybody
call
a number?
I'll call.
Okay, it is 574.
One second.
Okay.
574.
867.
Yeah.
5309.
What is it?
Ask for Jenny.
Who is it? What is it?
This is a serious working number.
It sucks, bro. We should get, like,
Have you ever heard of Jenny by Tommy Two Tone? 867-5309? That's actually
I've heard of Jenny
long.
Craig. I've heard of Jenny Craig.
No, Jenny from Tommy Two Tone. It's like 867-5309.
I think we're getting back into that whole chrysalis being born thing again.
Just ask for Jenny and they get really pissed off.
Just ask for Jenny,
not.
For fuck's sake.
For calling Jenny Craig. Your call may be...
Hi,
wrong
Jenny.
Jenny Craig.
Or did you seriously call Jenny Craig?
1-800-JENNY-20.
You didn't call 867-5309?
Put the lime in the cookie.
Alright, so you have a good number to call?
Did you call that? Did you call that 574?
Alright, somebody do a good phone call here.
Did you call the 574 number?
No.
Alright, fine, I'll do it.
Okay, do it. I'll ask for Jenny.
America's funniest home videos.
Gee, I can't tell which is more compelling, the teleconference or the IRC channel. They're kind of really neck and neck right now.
Hey, everybody. Hack and Slash says you're a noob.
Hack and Slash says everyone's a noob until someone fixes them.
No one picked up there.
Hey, everybody, Hack and Slash has AIDS. That's why he's mad.
I call Telefreak.
Oh, cool. So the show is basically moved to the health segment. Is that what it is?
AIDS or leave.
Here is a health report.
Who wants me to call Telefreak?
I work at Office Max.
You work at what?
What?
You want Telefreak?
Oh, let's call that. Oh, no. Just...
1 second.
Somebody call up Telefreak and be like, yeah, we're going to pwn you and shit.
Oh, yeah, because we're such a tight fighting team as it is.
Hold on.
All right, my Telefreak number is busy, so.
Dude, Seagulls are cool.
Dude, this funk guy has a picture of himself with Hillary Duff.
Deviant Bastard, what's that number?
888-843-4.
Yeah, but what is it? Like, what does it go to?
Oh.
Because, you know, when someone named Deviant Bastard suggests you call a number, only good things can occur.
Exactly.
Hey, Pixel Fiend! I stunned him silent.
Oh shit, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is on.
Sweet!
But
you should call Target and try to get on their PA.
No, dude, you have to talk to their team leader, and they're like, oh, we can't help you with that. Sorry, bye. You could probably get, like their security guards to, like, arrest somebody, but that's illegal. If somebody's actually going to really record this and, like, you know, post it somewhere, we should actually give them some content. Like, the past half hour, nothing's happened.
For the record, by the way, 888-843-4564 is the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Youth Support Line. So don't call that one.
Let's call it up, dude. Let's call it up.
Yeah, because we'll have a whole lot to contribute there. It's like, you know, in the world of Google, shit does not exactly fly.
You should call the suicide hotline.
Do you fear him?
Okay, you see, the only
I'll
way
press
you really
again, speaking
the,
on the line.
The only way to really own the suicide hotline is to get the guy you call to kill himself.
Let's call CNN and tell him the stupid bitch is.
You can at least act like he is suicide.
Del. Can you go to hell?
So, is it actually recording this or not?
Oh, I hope this is saved for all of time. I think statistically you can't get more than 5 people on a conference like this and someone isn't recording it.
Alright, so is anybody going to call this gay people phone number? What was it? The Gay and Lesbian Support Line? Because I really feel the need to support some lesbians right now.
Well, I think a whole lot of support's coming off this conference. I think we're doing pretty well as it is.
Program us, interrupt us. You have been preempted. I am forcibly taking back over Freak Factor. You have been interrupted.
Thank you, Robin. All the fun, all the intelligent conversation.
I know, Jesus.
Just sit back. Hey,
well,
we're going to put a wrap on this for tonight. This was a very interesting experiment. We are going to shut it off here and have a few closing statements. So if anybody wants to say goodbyes or shout-outs, probably now would be the time to do it in a somewhat orderly and professional, well, I guess not professional, but somewhat orderly fashion.
I'll start overthrowing the government.
All right, everyone.
Overthrow the government. Freak Factor, it's like Mista for retards.
Listen to End of Radio.
Overthrow the government. Overthrow the government.
I'm giving out a shout-out to that guy Funk at X1039 because he kicks ass.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Cat.
Hey, Hack, out to you.
Give him a shout-out to Lucky225 for wiping my ass.
Oh, you're welcome.
Shout-out to Editor.
Thank dog. They're finally ending this shit.
Overthrow the government.
I'd
like to offer.
I think put these people out of their misery right now and drop them back over and let's wrap this thing up.
Consider it done.
To wrap it up, keep it safe. Remember to
Trojan man, wrap it up, keep it safe.
So are you still there? Well, I guess didn't remember to call into the proper conference. So it's been a fun show. It got a little crazy at times, a little ridiculous. Don't take the show too seriously. People are saying, "Oh, it sucks," and all this other kind of stuff. Yeah, it's supposed to suck. It's just a joke. It's a fun show. If you don't like